This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Back Row and Chill with Noel Clark and Johanna James on FUBAR Radio.
I went 3 sets backward, but then I came through 4. Man's never brought Jake's to my mum's door. Man's trying to put peas in my mum's purse. Man's trying to mash peas off of 1 burst. I was doing MacD's with the footwork. Never been an athlete, man, it just burst. Then I never had peas, I was all cursed. Brothers in the cat B feeling all hurt. Now I spit bars and raves and man pull it. Everything they wanted to do, now I do it. Everything you say in your bars, I went through it. I was trying to kick the shots at Rude Hullet. I was trying to kick the shots at Van Basten. I'm doing Outlook, soon I'll do Glaston. Grime heads running around cause I gassed them. Brothers want a Liverpool war and I'll blast them. No go through way, I want an Aston. Who are these actor guys? I wanna cast them. All the pengers on road, I'm gonna catch them. All the hitters calling my names, I'm gonna back them. No go through boy, I wanna Aston. Who are these actor guys? I wanna cast them. All the pengers on road, I'm gonna catch them. All the hitters calling my name, I'm gonna back them. Man, hear my bars in a runway. You wanna verse, then you better bring 1K. I do gram cars, I don't do 1K. Run through the club to spend about a monkey. Gal, hear my bars in their gas. If you wanna feature, bring me them racks. I was in West putting work on the map. Now I'm trying to build a life putting work on the tracks. They wanna knock man down, but I'm still right here and I'm fighting. Full belly, and I keep coming back strong like a Viking. I done spent time in the mountains, man's been hiking. They just wanna see man fool, but I'm still here fighting. They wanna knock man down, but I'm right here fighting. They wanna knock man down, but I'm right here fighting. They wanna knock man down, but I'm right here fighting. They wanna knock man down, but I'm right here fighting. But still I fight on, man's been riding, starting like a ride on. I'm not any side dish you could ride on. Think that you're really on job, you could try it on. Yeah, maniac, that's my don. Low grass round me, watch for the python. I'll never let a bygone be a bygone. New brothers need a PC you could type on. I need GBP by the mountain. Marble floors, farm trees and a fountain. You ain't gonna scare no one, keep shouting. Everyone asleep on, man keep doubting. I'm gonna do this, man's gonna prove it. I ain't never touched it, if I can't move it. Common sense gone, cause these brothers don't use it. If I hear another miss drop, I'ma lose it. Man, hear my bars in a runway. You wanna burst, then you better bring 1K. I do gram cars, I don't do 1K. Run through the club to spend about a monkey. Gal, hear my bars in their gas. If you wanna feature, bring me them racks. I was in West putting work on the map. Now I'm trying to build a life putting work on the tracks. They wanna knock man down, but I'm still right here and I'm fighting. Full belly, and I keep coming back strong like a Viking. I done spent time in the mountains, man's been hiking. They just wanna see man fool, but I'm still here fighting. They wanna knock man down, but I'm right here fighting. They wanna knock man down, but I'm right here fighting. They wanna knock. They wanna knock man down, but I'm right here fighting. They wanna knock man. They wanna knock man down, but I'm right here fighting. They wanna knock man down, but I'm still right here when I'm fighting. Full belly, and I keep coming back strong like a Viking. I done spent time in the mountains, man's been hiking. They just wanna see man cool, but I'm still here fighting. They wanna knock man down, but I'm right here fighting. Full belly, and I keep coming back strong like a Viking. I done spent time in the mountains, man's been hiking. They just wanna see man fool, but I'm still here fighting.
Hello.
Yo, we're live. You know what? I don't even know what I'm doing here, to be honest. Like a radio show. I make films. That's what I do. I don't know why. I've got
branch out, mate.
I'm trying to broaden my horizons, but you know what? I've had enough of radio this week. I've done so much radio this week. You know. How much radio have you done? Too much. Oh, what else should we do? Let's give you your own fucking radio show. That's gonna help you, isn't it? No, I'm not happy.
I bet you have. Why have you been on the radio?
I'm already not happy.
Why have you been on the radio this week?
Where have I been on? A bunch of other channels I won't mention because they're not FUBAR.
But why?
Oh, right. Yeah, why? Sorry. Yeah, sorry. My hearing aid's playing up. I've been on the radio this week because I'm promoting the new movie Brotherhood, which is written and directed and starring by a very young, good-looking man. Bowl Block. But me, essentially.
Yeah.
And so that's what I've been doing, promoting that film everywhere. Why are you on the radio?
Because I love it. So you're No Clark, I'm Johanna James.
This is Johanna James, yeah.
People don't know who we are, what we do. We act normally. But
yeah, we act, yes. So Johanna James, let me just say, is an actress I've known for a lot of years. Everything in her life is down to me, essentially.
Pretty much.
We've known each other for a lot of years. We've worked together. She's in a few of our films, and now she's become I don't know what the right phrasing is, a YouTube, Snapchat-y...
Famous on the Tinternet.
Tinternet sensation with her thousands and thousands of subscribers and viewers to her raunchy videos that she does. She's always got a bum out and stuff like that.
Raunchy. Only once. It was only one time. Now.
Only once.
And in your film. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, true. That's true. And honestly, we decided to do this radio show. I did want to do it also with a guest called Jason Mazza, who I'll talk to in a minute. But he actually didn't want to be a part of the show. So that's going to be one of the questions when I bring him on as a guest.
Well, bless him. He's shy.
Yeah. So that's essentially what this show... How this show came about.
Yeah, Johanna's we love film.
Wonderful.
We love film. We make films.
We make films, and this show is going to be about films and TV.
We want to talk about it. It's Back Row and Chill.
Back Row and Chill.
Which, I came up with that name, but what was the original name that you wanted for the show?
The original name I wanted for the show was Fingered in the Back Row.
Which I thought was good, but a little bit...
I bet you thought it was good, Joe.
Well, you know, how many... I've, you know.
Yeah, that was the original name for the show, but everyone kind of outvoted me. Because I thought it was a bit raunchy. But Back Row and Chill means the same thing. Because Netflix and Chill means like... Yeah, you don't even be inviting no one around to your house on Netflix, really.
But my mum didn't know what that meant when I told her. I was like, oh, I've got a new radio show, Back Row and Chill. She's like, oh, that's a lovely name. I was like, yeah. Mum, you do know what and chill means?
No. Because it didn't used to mean that. Even back in my day, but chill meant actually relaxing.
Yeah.
You know? So now I suddenly realise, man, no wonder the librarian called the police on me when I was like, yo... Let me just... Come show me these books in the back. We can just chill. And the next thing, I'm in handcuffs. I couldn't understand it. But now I get it.
So what we're doing today is we've got some guests in. We've got LeSean Alexander and Jason Mazza.
Who both fantastic actors.
Actors. They star in Brotherhood.
Yes.
As well. We've also got... we'd like to get you guys involved. If you guys want to tweet us some questions to ask them or ask us or just get involved, then tweet at FUBAR Radio. We're going to be actively looking at that.
Yes.
And getting on that. We're going to be doing some film reviews. What is on the cinema at the moment? What you should be seeing, or maybe you shouldn't be seeing, according to us.
Yeah, because this show is partly about that. It's not just us talking for 2 hours. It's going to be film reviews and music and stuff that we think is relevant to you now. And you know, why waste your money and go and see films that are rubbish when you could be watching Brotherhood? So we're going to tell you about what you should be watching and shouldn't be watching, and that's going to be coming up pretty soon.
And today is a bit of a Brotherhood special.
Yes.
Because it is out on... It's out Bank Holiday Monday, isn't it?
Yes, it's out Bank Holiday Monday.
And it's Friday. Friday, man. It's the beginning of the weekend.
It's Friday. It's the beginning of the weekend. So you listen to this show, then go out with good vibes to wherever you're going and just prepare for Monday. Prepare for Monday when Brotherhood comes out so you can watch it.
Start queuing now.
What are we queuing?
No, queuing for the film.
Start queuing. Yes, yeah. Sorry. No, I'm assuming that I was going to get queued to do something. You know, these desks are like, I don't understand this desk. I let Johanna push all the buttons.
Yeah, I'm the one that's learned how to use these things.
Yeah, so. She's learned how to do this. Watch this. You know, because, you know, we could be here, you know, not just doing a radio show, but asking people for money and getting more and more money because we're greedy like Amber Heard.
Oh, Amber Heard. Wait. It worked. It worked. Okay,
it
this is
work.
Cool. The buttons work. Everybody.
Now we are not saying that Amber Heard is a.
We're not saying that.
I don't know where that came from. So you know that's what this show's about. It's going to be fun and frolics all the way along.
It's going to be fun and frolics. And I mean, you've seen the film. How many times have you actually seen Brotherhood now?
I've seen Brotherhood probably about 100 times.
Because you were in the edit. You edited it. Well,
yes.
You didn't edit it.
I didn't push
the
buttons because, as we've just established, I don't like pushing buttons in these sorts of desks. But I sat in the edit every single day, and essentially we cut the film down over and over and over again till it gets to the running time that we want.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have arguments with various people about the running time I want. And then it comes down to an agreed time.
You got
to
cut it out because loads of stuff did get cut out. Pretty much everyone took a hit.
Yeah, some actors. The funny thing with films, you know, which hopefully you'll learn as we go along, is, you know, some actors actually got cut out of the whole film, which is not intentional. It's just something that happens as you go along, and fortunately that happened to a few people on this as well.
I just made the cut. I was in there.
You did make the cut. You did. Yeah. I think one of your lines got cut.
It did. Yeah. Our scene got cut. We had one scene in the movie
where I got to talk. But you bent over and showed your pants, so we couldn't show it.
Did I?
Yeah.
Is that why?
Yeah.
Because my knickers were on show.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
It's in the rushes that I haven't kept.
You can release that like years down the line.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. We should release that.
No!
We should release that little scene where she's telling me like a really serious thing at a really serious event, and she bends over and her like little panties start showing. It's like unbelievable.
God. That's awkward, isn't it? Yeah. Well, I'm glad that got cut because I wouldn't live that down.
Exactly.
Like, really.
Exactly.
But we've also got some exclusive... Well, is it exclusive? We've got all the soundtrack to the movie to play today.
Yeah, the soundtrack literally for Brotherhood came out today.
Oh, okay, so it's kind of non-exclusive, but we've got all the...
I would say it's still pretty exclusive because a lot of people wouldn't have heard the tracks that we're going to play. A lot of people wouldn't have known about what... Sorry, just left the mic there. A lot of people wouldn't have known about... won't even know about the soundtrack. So hopefully people hear us today and they go straight onto the various platforms where you can get the soundtrack and pick it up.
And I heard that you actually did a kind of open casting call for the soundtrack to get, like, young people who... you know, we're good at music but not necessarily known, get them on the soundtrack.
Yes.
That's what you did.
Yes, we did do that.
That's
very cool. You know, Jason and I are always looking for new talent and always trying to champion new talent, and so we did an outreach to find new MC, new rapper, new singer, whatever, and we had hundreds of entries. We had over 100 entries, and in the end we picked someone that we should probably play today at some point, actually.
Yeah, I'd love to. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah,
big up the small men. Also, what I was going to say, bring it back to the shows, me and Noel really wanted to get grime artists on our show to do like a weekly news thing, but we're struggling to find some.
Yeah.
So if
not because I don't like I don't know any, obviously.
No, we just need to get some involved. So if you are a sort of budding grime artist, not don't have to be young budding, but if you want to get involved, then email at chill@foobarradio.com. Let us know who you are, and you might be able to come on the show.
chill@foobarradio.com.
Yeah.
And we're going to start a little thing called Grime News.
The Grime News. If you can tell us the news
in grime,
we're really interested to know you, so get emailing, please.
Yeah, that would be great. I'd love some of you to come in and do that. You see, when I was young, grime meant dirt.
Yeah, that dirt and grime.
Yeah,
bang. Domestos, the dirt
used
and gone.
Used to have to get Domestos to get rid of
still
it.
Still it bang.
I wonder if a new genre of music called Domestos will come out and just sort of eliminate grime. Do you think that could happen?
New Domestos. We could pioneer that. I'll try. But
We love grime. So we want someone to come in and do grime news every week, which could be a good platform for you and obviously good for the show as well.
I can't do it. So
no, neither can I. Well, that's not technically true. I choose not to.
You choose not. Yeah, me too.
I choose not to. So guys, like we said, Brotherhood is out on Monday. Mm-hmm. And we would seriously like you to go check it out.
Is it nationwide on Monday?
It's going to be nationwide on Monday.
Amazing.
Nationwide on Monday.
This is exciting. And this is for anyone who is like, what is Brotherhood? If you are really like late to the party, it is the third installment of the Kidhood, Adulthood, the Hood movie trilogy. So this is the final.
Yeah.
The final movie.
It's the final movie.
So Kidhood, I saw Kidhood. Well, when was that? 10 years ago.
Kidhood was.
I remember going down to the video shop back when VHSs were around.
I don't know about
that. I went from school. I went to the video shop and I got it out and I rented it from Blockbuster or whatever, and I watched it and I thought it was really good.
Yeah. That's kind of video. I'm not sure about that. I'm wondering if you're telling Porky's there. I don't know if VHS was still about.
I'm pretty sure it was. 2000. It was definitely. I mean, I didn't get out VHSs. I think these new like DVD and Blu-ray things were out. So, but I actively remember watching it with my friend, and we were like really, really impacted by it.
Yeah. It was fun times. But again, films is what we talk about on this show. So what I'd love is, you know, if there are films that you guys really like, even if they're past films or stuff, films that you're looking forward to that are coming up in the near future, because we're going to be reviewing some films later, like we said. If there's films that you're looking forward to massively, let us know at, what was the email address again?
You can email us at chill@foobarradio.com or just give us a tweet @foobarradio. And we will check out what's going on, because we can only see so many films at one time. We want to make this like a group discussion. If there's something you've seen and you've loved, you've seen and you hated, like give us a heads up and we're going to shout you out.
Yeah.
That'll be really helpful.
100%.
Thank you. And we have got guests on the show today, Lee Sean Alexander and Jason Mazza, who play, they're in Brotherhood and they play the baddies, essentially.
Yeah, well, let's not give too much away. But yeah, they play baddies, and, you know, both... both, I think, put in really great performances in this film, and they're people that obviously a lot of people know. Jason Mazza already is a great actor, and Lishan Alexander is coming up very, very quickly.
Okay, right, we're going to make sure that they're coming in a moment, and I want to play some Fecky next. I think I really like this track.
Yeah, this is the track from Brotherhood, official soundtrack.
And this is like the opening song in the film, isn't
this
it?
This is the opening song in the film. It's Fecky and Giggs, and it's called Gossip.
Okay, let's enjoy this. Yeah.
What's all the gossiping thing? Niggas know my style, I'm a boss in this thing. Get your facts right, act right, don't act like. Big Fecky never bust my thing. Yeah. I get money, yeah, you know that, king. Flashy and fly, yeah, you know my thing. Yeah. And these niggas wanna hate on the thing, fuck them. They wasn't with us in the first place.
Catch me on the road, getting that dough. Yeah. That's my next brick when I move that next O. Drive the best wicks, rock the best clothes. Watch you bag a bad bitch, take her to my next show. Mum said I'm in country, said a bit of both. Cut down trees and I shovel up snow. Ain't gotta say much, most of niggas know. If I make the phone call, everything's a go. Go, go. Yeah. Car used to be a used to. That little nigga, them chicks too abused to. Shit that I've been through, will send a nigga cuckoo. All that bad luck, mum blamed it on voodoo. Now two, man had to move to two. Couple bags, one scale, and two Qs. Me and F hit the strip like some cool dudes. Yeah, dog, I show you how to move food. Now it's big whips and leather. Take a quick trip just to feel the different weather. Everyone's a G, everybody thinks they're clever. We don't give a fuck, any specs or any better. Brandy on the rocks, brandy on the rocks. Nigga, watch him out here talking to a boss. I can take a hit, I can take a loss. But I can't take these fuckboys acting like they ass.
What's all the gossiping thing? Niggas know my style, I'm a boss in this team. Get your facts right, act right, don't act like. Big Fecky never bust my thing, yeah. I get money, yeah, you know that, king. Flashy and fly, yeah, you know my thing, yeah. And these niggas wanna hate on the thing, fuck them. They wasn't with us in the first place.
Big ol' man and Mr. Bubba Bang. Think you can run up a man, I bet you would've fan. Peach like Wally for man, that's got that Buju band. Switch like, put it on man, I want that footage, man. Bitch like Polly and Pam, they got their pussy pants, bitch. Palm on my hand, I got that pussy stamp. Bitch won't call up a man, I give that pussy thanks. Quick little party for man, I got that pussy amped. Mad shots to the crack spots, yeah. I went from cash flops to the jackpot. I went from that block to the ascot, yes. They call me Rap Dad, I'm the mascot. I put the black in the rucksack, sack. Then put the rucksack in the stash spot, yeah. Look what the cat drag, what the cat got. We're cooking that crack in the crack pot, yes. All of the noise the niggas never see. Coolest them boys, a nigga heavy D. And it already seems hard, street property shit. And I'm already beat, beat, whip, pop in the clip. I'm in the 7-seat, beat shit, poppity bit. I get them proper chill. Fakes wanna copy my shit, and they forgot the chief. Man's eating everyone's food, I got the copper teeth.
What's all the gossiping thing?
Niggas know my style, I'm a boss in this team. Get your facts right, act right, don't act like. Yeah. Big Fecky never bust my thing, yeah. I get money, yeah, you know that, king. Flashy and fly, yeah, you know my thing, yeah. And these niggas wanna hate on the ting, fuck them. They wasn't with us in the first place.
They wasn't with us in the first place. You get me? So we don't really care, blood. Doing what we do, you get me? Quickly,
back row and chill on FUBAR Radio.
Hey guys, you're back with Johanna James.
What a tune.
And that's the opening song of Brotherhood.
Of Brotherhood, it's the opening song. So, we have a guest in the studio.
We do.
Premier League on the first day, man. This is unbelievable. Sir, well, please, everybody, welcome.
We have Sir Jason Mazza.
Yo.
Woo.
How are we? How are we feeling?
You might want to wear your headphones.
Good, man. How are you doing?
Good. Yeah, good. I'm excited to be in your first show. I mean, to be honest, out of the three of us, I'm probably the most pro at this because obviously I did a few shows.
You've been here before, I know.
So that brings us into the first question, actually.
Okay.
Straight into the first question. So when this show was touted around, it was touted as our show, as in the three of us, because people probably don't know, although I have to pretend like I don't right now. It's like, hello, Jason, I'm 9 o'clock, bro. But actually, we work quite closely together on a regular basis.
Very interesting.
Yes, I mean, basically.
And so you were asked to do this show and you turned me down.
Yeah, I mean, we already spend an enormous amount of time together. So I just sort of feel like, you know, it might have just been that one step too much. You think
this could have been the straw that broke the camel's back?
Yeah, you never know. I just didn't want to take that chance, you know?
Makes perfect sense.
Plus also, you know, I just didn't want to come on, having the experience, still the limelight, you know, that just wouldn't have been fair for you two.
That's right, that's true.
But I do feel very lucky to be here right now on the first show. FUBAR show, yeah. So this is cool.
That's true, man. It would have been weird for you stealing the limelight, considering I steal it and all the other things we do. So
exactly. It would have just been... It would have been unusual, so they'd be like, what's going on?
So in the movie, you produced the movie as well as starring it.
Yes, alongside Mr. Clark over there. Yeah,
an exceptional feat. Before we get into that, how did you get into producing? What's the trajectory of a young Mr. Maz, a little young Jason, playing with his Barbies or Transformers or whatever he had? My Little Pony.
Definitely Barbies.
What's the trajectory of that young man to producer extraordinaire and well-respected industry man?
Well, essentially, it was me starting off as an actor. And basically, you know, working, you know, and sort of getting by, but just sort of feeling like this is too much out of my own hands. And in my head, I was like, oh, well, actually, if I produce my own work, then I'm taking the control into my own sort of destiny, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So that was the sort of main sort of driving force. And, you know, I felt like I could create my own work and make the work that I sort of believe in. And obviously, when I started... in my head, I was like, well, I'm an actor. I've been on loads of film sets. I must know what it takes to produce a movie. Mm. And in reality, I literally knew nothing apart from having a phone book of contacts. And I made this first movie with another lad that's in our movie, Brotherhood, Nick Nevin. We made it for 500 quid, which sounds mental, but it was a true story. It was like a mockumentary. And we ended up selling that very small movie, this is even weirder, to Lionsgate, who's distributing Brotherhood. Obviously, it was a much smaller.
So when you sell a film like that, when you sell a film like that and you make loads of money, like, do you make like loads of money selling stuff?
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger. She ain't messing with no broke niggas.
When you made loads of money, did Amber Heard suddenly turn up?
Sorry, every time you say Amber, I just...
I don't know what's going on. Anyway, I won't say the name again, but...
She definitely was floating around.
That's what I'm saying. Did she just turn up all of a sudden? Okay, what I'm saying is really... So for people that don't know, when you sell a film, do you make millions of pounds? Because I'm assuming everyone thinks you're some millionaire.
Yeah.
So what's the score with that?
No, I'm very poor. No, it's you do not make loads of money. I think over here, we're driven by... the passion of film and our craft, and really, you know, if you want the money, you need to be doing US stuff. And basically, even on, you know, Brotherhood, everyone got paid, but essentially we're doing it for the love. No one's coming on to that movie for the money. It's because they believe in the film and want to be a part of that franchise.
So how do you go from £500 film? I mean, and weirdly, it is full circle if you're saying it was Lionsgate then.
Literally
and it's Lionsgate
now.
But how do you go from 500? Tell me about the Brotherhood thing. How did that happen? How did that come up?
So
bear in mind, you have to pretend this is not me.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm like not asking you as
well,
me.
Well, let me ask it then. So how did it come about with the Brotherhood?
Yeah.
Brilliant question.
That's very good.
Good question, Johanna. Great question.
Because I have no idea. It would be interesting to hear this from Jason.
Exactly.
So essentially... you know, there's a lot of luck that comes into play, but you know, once I announced it to the world, you know, that I'm a producer and everyone sort of sees what you're doing over social media, it's amazing the people that gravitate towards you and just opportunities came along, you know, private financiers, and I'm still talking very low budgets to begin with. And then along that journey of me making bigger and bigger movies, I got a phone call out of the blue by this man sitting across from me, Mr. Mm-hmm. Noel Clark, and he said, yo, I've got this movie, it's a romantic comedy called The Knot. We spoke about a mentor of ours that we shared the same mentor, and he said, look, you know, I've sort of seen from afar what you've been doing, people have been mentioning you, let's have a meeting, and if you can help and bring something to the table, let's discuss it. So we met our fanboy for a bit. I met the other producer and was just lucky on that instance that I could bring something to the table, and it was like the last piece of the jigsaw, basically.
And then fast forward to Brotherhood.
Yeah, to Brotherhood, and you know, and then we basically merged companies by that point, you know. So we co-run Unstoppable Entertainment, and then Brotherhood came around. You know, you'd written the scripts, and it was like, well, let's put it together.
Sorry, who wrote the Mr. You mean Noel Clark?
Noel Clark wrote the script.
Did you have to audition?
No, I didn't because. That was quite lucky, really, because it could have been that awkward moment where Noel was like, listen, mate, you know I love you. Right? No, I do. I love you. You know, we're family. But, you know, it's a great part. It's a really good part. And I just don't want you to fuck it up.
That would have been funny. Now, had Noel had done that, would have been a bit out of order.
Well, I had to audition.
Yeah, yeah. Let's not talk about your audition.
I was quite lucky, really, that I didn't have to, because I probably would have, I might have messed it up, been nervous in front of him.
Were you nervous about playing a bad guy? Because you play the proper bad guy in this film.
I was nervous about the role, just because it was such a well-written part, and everyone who read the script was like, this guy's brilliant. So was very nervous about doing that. And obviously, it's a weird thing when you're working with friends. You have like a, there's like a, it's, it almost heightens the sort
like
of pressure.
Like another level pressure. Yeah, it's like, because can't you're let like, mate down.
Yeah, I can't let Noel down. You know, he's given me this part. He's given me the dream role.
Yeah.
Don't mess it up, Mazza. Don't mess it up.
Well, I spoke to Mr. Clark earlier and he said you were brilliant in the film.
He's always doing that. He's so sweet.
Was he easy to work with?
Was he easy to work with? God, he was a nightmare.
God, he was absolutely mental.
I've heard that about him as well.
Swearing and kicking off.
It was just, you know, and he'd just come up to you with notes like, Jace, can I have a word? Do it better.
Yeah.
You know,
just more. Give me more, but a bit less.
Yeah.
That was my
note. Yeah, you know them notes that are not very decisive, which ironically is a complete lie because he's the most decisive person you ever meet. He knows exactly what he wants. And to be honest, big, serious, it was... you know, I think all of the actors appreciated working with you, mate, because it was just, you know, you come from the acting background, you understand other actors, and also it's just really nice to have someone who knows what they want and be like, look,
it's
loving
it. Sometimes when we'll be at a meeting or something, and he'll go, listen, now I've got four options for you, and I'll go that one. Before he's even finished the sentence, and he'd be like, "Yeah, but no, that one. I'm sure." And he'd be like, oh, okay.
Done. Yeah.
He's like, but I prepared a whole. Speech. I said, "No, this is the one. Let's do that." Like, oh, okay. Yeah, great. No, mate, it was a pleasure, obviously, to work with you as well. And you know, we've been doing it for many, many years now. People don't know, if they don't know, in many years to come.
Yeah.
Hopefully, touch wood.
Well, we met Noel about the same time because I met him around the knot. Yes. I worked on one of your films. Yeah,
no, you met me before the Not My Day.
No.
Stories 24.
Oh, was that the right order?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Stories 24.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, because I came on, like, I did a little bit of behind the scenes stuff, that's the day that I met you.
There you go.
I was filming behind the scenes stuff, and you were filming some sort of, like, you were recording a voiceover or a little snippet of something, and I talked over your take and you got really angry and you're like, who is in the room?
Yeah.
Can you please be quiet?
Sounds like something that both of you guys would do.
Did I do that? Was that the genuine story?
Genuine story.
News just in, Jason Mazza, shouting diva.
The first time you ever met me is because I massively fucked up your take. I was, which is bad for me because it should have been silence on set and it was bad for me.
Terrible. And then you shouted.
So I had my very own Christian Bale moment from,
fine. Let's see if we can find the footage of that. Let's go. Someone find the rushes for me and let's see if we can find the footage.
There will be a bit
of Jason Mazza having his Christian Bale moment.
You were like, can we have quiet, please? And I remember being like, oh, I have not made friends.
This is not a way to introduce myself.
I know.
Great.
And the first time I ever met you, Noel, funny story, was it was on your film, Storage 24, horror film, and I was working on it, and I went to go and introduce myself. I went, oh, that's Noel Cole, that's Sam from Brotherhood. I mean, Kid Hood. And then I went over to introduce myself because you were, and I said, hi, and you were talking at me, and I was just like, yes, and trying to have this weird one-way conversation with you, and then you turned around, you were on the phone.
Ah.
So you didn't even see me. I was just talking to the back of your head.
Great.
And you were on the phone. And then I just walked off. I just walked straight off.
That's quality. That's quality.
Decided to introduce myself a bit later. But yeah.
Yeah. That's
hilarious.
These awkward situations.
I know.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, that's such an honour to meet you, sir. I'm so happy.
Yeah, not bad, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, right. Okay.
So the thing that I was talking about.
I've just met you. Yeah.
That's jokes.
That's funny. That is funny. Yeah. See, these awkward situations. This is kind of Johanna James. This sort of seems like your MO.
Queen of awkward situations.
Yeah, good. Well, speaking of awkward and speaking of all those shouty things, how about we kind of relax a little bit? I think we should be getting into a bit of music around about now.
Getting to a little bit of music kit.
Yeah, so what we're going to do, because you're called, your name starts with a J, and your name starts with a J, I think we should play a track from a person whose name starts with a J.
Okay.
And it's Jamie Joseph.
There's a lot of J's there.
And this is regularly from the soundtrack of Brotherhood.
Yeah, okay, let's
Movie's out Monday.
Let's give it a wee little listen.
Some tension, can you help me through it? Walls are falling around me, I can't live without boundaries. Maybe I should think twice before I go in the street. People say that I'm restless, building up so much stress, and I don't wanna just guess before I enter this game. Long awaited releases start to feel like diseases. Need my pleasure and pleases, I'm not taking the blame. So I can't be held responsible.
Tune. That was unbelievable.
I am so glad that you're not singing.
don't lie, you don't thought I actually sang that. I was having my Stevie Wonder moment there, mate.
That was pretty special.
What a slow jam. I hope some babies were conceived during that track just then. It was amazing.
I love that track. Right, it's Friday. It's Back Row and Chill, brand new show. Noel Clark to Hannah James. We've got Jason Mazza in the studio.
Wonderful, wonderful actor. Yay! Woo.
And we thought we would give everybody out there, the public, a little glimpse into what the casting room is a little bit like.
Yes.
You're a director.
I'm a director.
We're actors.
Yes.
Let's play mock auditions.
Mock auditions.
So we're going to pop some scenarios.
Hold on, I'm going to make up an ident. Mock auditions!
Mock auditions.
Come and sit on my casting couch.
So, yeah, who wants to be director?
I think I shall be the director.
I think, okay, and we can be
great.
The auditionees. So if you want to give us some scenarios, and we'll just see where it goes, and so, we'll be in your next movie. What's your next movie about, Noel?
So this first scenario will be I think it should be a horror film.
Yes.
you guys are escaping the creature, which is a large blob with eight legs. Yeah, okay. But not
eight legs.
Yeah, but not a nine legs.
Nine legs.
But not a spider. You've just run into the woods, but remarkably, all the tops of the trees have been cut off.
Oh my god!
And the thing is chasing you.
Yeah.
That's your first scenario.
Okay.
And you're both German.
German.
Ah, guten Tag.
Okay.
Sugar.
And,
okay.
And cue, keep your music and action.
Okay.
Oh my god. Oh. Yeah, I can't even believe it. I see the legs. And there's one.
Where
there's
are the
eins.
Legs?
Oh, there's two. I think there's nine legs.
But Fraulein Maria just died.
Oh my god, they died.
Shh. Can you hear that? I think it's definitely coming out.
Oh no. I'm not ready to die. Can we get to the chopper? Is there a chopper that we can get to?
Maybe that's what cut off the trees.
Oh, that's exactly what cut off the trees, because there's no tops of the trees. That is so crazy.
Oh, no.
Cut.
No.
Cut.
What's that?
How did we get on?
You're both terrible. both terrible. You know, you nearly had the part, though, on the chopper line.
Yeah.
good improvisation there. Good improvisation.
Or, you know, just stole someone else's line, didn't you?
Well, that's what they say in acting. Just borrow a little bit here and there.
You borrowed. It wasn't stealing. Okay, that was pretty not bad, though. So I would say the next situation is...
We're in... New film.
New film. We're in Mary Poppins, not Sherry Bobbins 2.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Fuck it. It's Mary Poppins 2, right? Mary Poppins 2. They've sent you the sides and they said Sherry Bobbins, but actually you've got the part or you're about to go into the screen test and it's Mary Poppins 2, right? Yeah. Set now.
Am I Mary Poppins?
No. You are.
Oh.
Yes, you're Mary Poppins.
Yes.
You're the Dick Van Dyke character,
yes.
Whatever he was,
yep.
Whatever his name was. You're both in the house trying to put the kids to bed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? There's a storm outside. And the little brat will not stop playing Tetris on his Nintendo DS.
All right.
There are other handheld systems available on his DS. So you have to get this kid to bed. And his parents are 2 minutes away. 5 minutes away.
5 minutes.
But they're running.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you have to get this kid to bed.
All right, let's do this. Okay.
And he won't answer you. He's just playing Tetris.
Have we got a name for the child?
John.
Little Jimmy.
Little Jimmy.
Otherwise known as Little Jimmy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little Jimmy. Okay.
Yes. And action.
Come on, little Jimmy. It's time for bed.
Come on, Jimmy. Cool, blimey, governor. Listen, Jimmy, what we got to do, mate? What we got to do? We got to get you off to bed. You got to stop playing the Tetris.
Stop playing the Tetris now, Jimmy. No, just... No, no. Oh, he's
playing
it again.
Oh, you're playing it more.
He's just playing more.
He's playing it more. You're always very
Maybe
good,
Maybe if we sing, he'll go to bed.
Jimmy, you know what I did when I was younger, my friend? You probably heard of it. It's a little song called Chim Chimini Chim Chim Chiroo.
Chim Chimini, fuck you, go to bed, okay?
It sounds shit. No, little Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Now, Jimmy, come on, call blimey. Right, you know that's not a nice way to talk to me or...
What year do you live in? Why don't you fuck off?
Oh, my God.
Well, that is kind of offensive, right?
These children have not... learned any manners since the Victorian times, I must say.
And isn't that your job? I mean, you're meant to keep man the manners.
You got any drink in your bag, Mary Poppins? You got any drink in your bag?
I've got a nice, healthy coconut water. Would you like some?
I'd like you to shut the fuck up is what I like.
I can't believe it. Okay, I'm just going to bribe you, kid. Because I need to be Mary fucking Perfect
Bribe
Poppins.
Me? Well, unless you let me on there suck your tit. Yeah, I don't know how you're going to bribe me, are you?
Now, little Jimmy, right, little Jimmy, I need to have a chat to you because that's offensive, right? It's very offensive.
How dare you?
But while you're there...
Why don't you fuck off? You sound like old Bill.
Listen, Mary.
What are we going to do? Little Jimmy won't go to bed.
Well, if you can't beat him, you fucking join him. Give me that Tetris game.
Oh, my God,
he's two players, two players, two players.
Excellent. Cut.
Yeah.
Cut. That was a very good... Mate, I will tell you something. If that was a scene or the trailer for Mary Poppins 2, I'm going to see that film.
100%. I'm going.
I'd be going to see that film. I have to tell you. All right, Jana.
Perky Poppins will be my new name.
Perky Poppins. Let's let the last one be a solo scene. It's a solo scene. It's a monologue.
All right.
For Mr. Mazza, you give the situation there.
Okay. All right. Okay. I would say that you're at a train station.
Mm.
And you're waiting for your love to arrive. But you're a bit sad because you're about to break up with her.
Oh.
Because
I'm practicing what I'm going to say to
exactly. Yeah. You're just practicing in your out loud your breakup scenario with the love of your life. Because you fear that she has given you an STD.
Okay.
Okay.
Dear me.
So we'll just see how this goes in your own time, Jason.
Listen, Sally, it's not you. It's me. No, that's a lie. No, it is you. It's been a good couple of weeks. You know, I've had fun. You know, and I really thought between us there was potential. And I thought I could see it, you know, I could see it lasting at least 6 weeks. But after two, and then I've just come from the clinic. Yeah. And
it's bad. It's bad.
Yeah, it's really fucking bad. I've got chlamydia. And that's just not nice, is it? And if you knew you had it, you should have told me. And you didn't, did you? No. No, you didn't, because you didn't care. You didn't care. And I thought, you know, I thought we were better than that. I thought you were better than that. I should have known, you know, you've not just let yourself down, you've let me down.
He's actually getting emotional.
Jason, hello, it's me. Sally, I've just arrived. Is there something you want to tell me? Because there's something I want to tell you.
Yeah, there is. Sally, you just caught me off guard there. Sally, it's not...
Yes, darling, what is it?
It's not you. It's me. No, it is you. It's just... What it is that, I mean, look, I thought we had a connection.
Maybe I should tell you what I have to tell you first. How about that?
Well, go on then, Sally.
Well, Jason, you know I love you.
But my real name's Frank.
Ooh, curveball.
And I've been wanting to tell you for a while, you know, but you've just been so tender with me that I didn't really know what to say.
This is really thrown me 180.
All those times we were intimate...
Yeah.
You never know.
I wondered what the.
Yes.
And I didn't want to ask any questions.
Extremely large clitoris was.
I just didn't want to ruin the moment.
You didn't ruin any moments, my dear. I loved every moment.
Yeah, I bet you did, Frank.
Cut! Cut!
Oh, that was amazing. Wow, I think I want to see that movie.
Oh,
that was
good.
Brilliant. So listen. Listen, tell us a little bit more about the film Brotherhood before you head out of here. Just why should people go and watch this film?
So I am incredibly proud to be a part of Brotherhood, a part of this incredible franchise. Look, go to the cinemas to see it on Monday. It's, you know, you're going to have a ball. It's almost going to be a party in the cinema. The soundtrack is unbelievable. You're going to laugh. It's a little bit emotional. And it's just a really beautiful, fun, mental end to an amazing trilogy. So go and see it, and go and buy the soundtrack as well, which is out today.
Yeah, and what have you done any videos for the soundtrack, or what's the deal with that?
Yes, so we have a video coming out next week, which is exclusive on the soundtrack in the movie. It's Krypton Conan, it's Dunya, and directed by the main man himself, Mr. Noel Clark. I'm also appearing in it, and it's
starring, I would say.
Thank you very much. Yeah, starring. Trying to be modest. Yeah, it's all about me. The video.
Don't be modest.
It's it's, you know, what we've created, what Noel's created, is a short film, but it's an epic video, and it's going to be out next Wednesday. So make sure you check that out.
Fantastic. So I mean, I would just like to say to you, on behalf of us at this show, Back Row and Chill, and ignoring the fact that I've spent the entire day with you previously at work, I'll pretend I haven't. I would just like to say, Mr. Mazza, thank you so much for coming in and being a part of the show. We love you dearly, and let's give you a round of applause. Woo! Yes!
Thanks, guys.
Emotive. It was beautiful. So
yeah, brilliant.
I want to hear this song. It's Krypton Conan, their new song.
Krypton Conan's new song. Should we play that song for you, Jason?
I would love it. It would make my day if you played
like
that song.
Shimmy out of the studio to this
shimmy
song.
Shimmy out, yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's cool. You shimmy in your flip flops.
He does. He's got flip guys. He has flip flops on. Have we got cameras in here?
We
Jason Mazza has flip flops on his little toes.
On.
Bring your foot up. Lift your foot up there.
Lift your foot up.
Get it camera high.
Listen.
Come on, camera high.
And short.
Oh, that's a nice thing.
Oh, look short. At that
he's
leg.
Just injured his back there.
Probably not have done that.
Pulled something. But anyway, for Jason, we are going to play Krypt and Conan, and the track is called, what's the track called?
It's called Dunya, which is Dunya
means what?
Is
it's
Islamic.
Not cow dung, is it? Cow dung, yeah?
No. Dunya is Islamic for world.
I knew this fact.
Did
I
you?
Found this out.
Mm, of course you did.
I did. Oh, I was going to say it, but you beat me.
So when they're saying crazy in the Dunya, It's crazy in the world.
Which it is indeed. So I think Miss James, Johanna
now,
James.
Take it away. This is Crafton Conan. Enjoy, guys. On Back Row and Chill.
Yeah, it's crazy in the dungeon. You know it's crazy in the dungeon. It's so crazy in the dungeon. Going crazy in the dungeon. Yeah, it's crazy in the dungeon. You know it's crazy in the dungeon. It's so crazy in the dungeon. Going crazy in the dungeon. A verse from me's like a half a brick. Album in the charts and shit. I guess I ain't underground anymore unless I'm in my car, cause my parking is. You're always going to the buy. And we don't know the reason why. You ain't even got a lie.
Stop it.
Baby girl, live your life. When I pull up in a ride, Daryl snapping on a slide.
Yeah.
Your friend blocking like a midfielder. You should see her nose of how the dog feel. Or I do it right, then you'll do it wrong. They don't know your songs, you should move along. You buy these girls new Louboutins. I just give them D with my fumes on. It's all crazy in the dunya. I got the gift of the gab.
Yeah.
I give a dick in the fly.
Hey.
Then tell her dip in the cab.
Yeah.
Fill up a spliff on my lap.
Hey.
P got the stick in the bag.
Yeah,
I put my beats on the map.
Yeah.
These niggas don't live where they rap.
Yeah, it's crazy in the dunya. You know it's crazy in the dunya. It's so crazy in the dungeon, going crazy in the dungeon. Yeah, it's crazy in the dungeon. You know it's crazy in the dungeon. It's so crazy in the dungeon, going crazy in the dungeon.
Yeah, I want a bumper car, treat the merc like a bumper car. You talking reckless on a gram or Twitter? Hit you, turn you to a tumbler. Bring a rapper, I could be for it. White girl, she a freaky thing, but she cooked the chicken, no seasoning. Ah, oh, fuck it, order pizza then. I be on my hill shit. I be on my trail shit. I be on that spend that money quick, cause I just got another deal shit. Things sound like a drum roll. If they pull it out and let one go. Word to niggas from the sick side, there'll be nowhere to run to. Bangers courtesy of EY. Nigga, we been up 3 nights. Niggas keep on trying with the heave side. You little side man, you'll get deep fried. Play dirty, run the city now. In tailor suits, when I'm whizzing round. Cutting niggas off, got my scissors out. Why you snapping now? It's like £50. I could go buy Rari. I could even say Wallahi. I just saw my old principal. He saw the whip and said classy. Been 2 days, I made 50, nigga. Allow it, I can see a rollie ticking, nigga. Ain't sliding, sliding, who you tricking, nigga? Oh, you looking for me? Buy a ticket, nigga. I'm
yeah, it's
gone.
Crazy in the dungeon. You know it's crazy in the dungeon. It's so crazy in the dungeon. Going crazy in the dungeon. Yeah, it's crazy in the dungeon. You know it's crazy in the dungeon. It's so crazy in the dungeon. Going crazy in the dungeon.
Back Row and Chill with Johanna James and Noel Clark on FUBAR Radio.
Crazy in the dungeon. I said it's crazy in the dunya. I said it's crazy in the man.
No, what, you're getting into these songs,
I'm getting
man.
Into these songs, you know.
It's a great soundtrack.
I've been hearing them so long, you know. I just kind of every time they play, I just kind of get a little, you know, into them.
A little tingle.
Yeah, yeah.
Tingle in your body. We've been getting a great response. You guys emailing in and tweeting in with your film reviews. So
God,
we thought we'd
God knows how you're doing that on the first show. I will never know, but thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you. Yeah, we're going to shout some people out. So this is from Pippa. She says, hey guys, loving the show. Last week I saw Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates. It was hilarious. Quite a silly movie, but in a good way. Definitely recommend a watch. So,
well, did you hear that, guys? So Pippa says Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates is hilarious. So, I mean, maybe that's one to check out. Not above Brotherhood, obviously, but maybe we should check that out,
after
guys.
The Brotherhood.
Also, we've got something from Sam in Croydon. And Sam says, yo, I watched Suicide Squad the other night. I've been really excited about watching it for the past year. The cast looks amazing, and so I didn't want it to be shit. But it was. I was really disappointed. What do you think went wrong with this movie? It could have been good. Well, that's from Sam in Croydon. We're going to talk about that a bit later in our reviews. So we won't answer you just this second, Sam, but your opinion, I'm thinking, is valid.
Mm-hmm.
And
well
then,
done. Which is cool. No, this is... and someone says, oh, have you seen the new Bourne film? I'm not sure whether to bother seeing it. I didn't get round to the Bourne film because I have a confession. I actually haven't seen any Jason Bourne films.
I know. Tumbleweed. We need to get out. We need to get a tumbleweed ident, please, for Johanna James when she makes comments like that. Hold on.
I'm going to be honest. It's an honest review show. I'm going to be honest about what I have and haven't watched.
Hold on, guys. I'm just going to look at Johanna James for 5 seconds here. 1 second.
I don't like it.
You haven't seen any Bourne film.
I know. I just didn't really.
Well, that's disgusting. That's disgusting.
I'm a Matt Damon fan, but
well,
I prefer like Good Will Hunting and like, the old.
Yeah, films. Yeah. Well, you need to see Jason Bourne. Definitely the first one. So, Meg, let me just respond to you. By the way, she says, really enjoying the show. Thank you very much. I have no idea what I'm doing here because I make films and act, but I'm here. So, thank you. I'm glad you're enjoying the show. I've heard the film is not very good.
I'll be honest with you, I'm yet to see it. I've just been a little busy making a movie and promoting it. Maybe Johanna should have gone to see it. Yeah, since this is a film
review. Chuck that my way, no.
But I've heard from reputable people that it's actually terrible and they shouldn't have made a Bourne film. So your question about should they have made a Bourne film, I think is seeming accurate. But you know, the thing about films and what I love about films as well is that everyone has an opinion. So I'll say I think it's terrible and you said that you've heard it's terrible or you've asked if it's really worth seeing. And there'll be somebody that absolutely loves it in the world.
I just thought, so that people can sort of gauge where we're coming from, we should probably say our favourite films, what floats our boat, so that people know when we say something's good, we can align it with that. What would be your favourite or top three films?
Top three films, I would have to say Pulp Fiction would be one of them.
Okay, nice.
I love Pulp Fiction. If you guys haven't seen that, you should check it out. There's also a French film called Amélie.
Yes.
Amélie, beautiful little movie with Audrey Tautou, man. I used to knock them out of Audrey. I'm
she's
telling
gorgeous.
You.
She's gorgeous. She's the little brunette with the big eyes.
Yeah, got rid
she?
Of about 800 million babies. 800 billion babies.
In a day.
Over Audrey Tautou back in the days. And then I would have to say, Kevin Smith film, probably. A big fan of Kevin Smith. So maybe Clerks or something like that, you know, back then. There's many, many more. I don't have three only.
Do you have a guilty pleasure film? Well, like a really bad film that you actually quite enjoy?
I don't know how bad it is, but Miracle on 34th Street with the little girl who's now like a university student.
Yeah, Mara Wilson? Yeah. Yeah, she played
yeah, God knows what she's
Matilda.
Doing now. I think she done a blog the other day, so I think she's back around
she's
again.
She's back on the...
Yeah.
On the
what about you? What about your three favourite before we get into these entertainment
My favourite
news?
Film is... I'm a big Spielberg fan, so Hook would be my
Hook.
Top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
There's an 80s... I'm also a massive John Hughes fan.
Yeah.
There's a film called Adventures in Babysitting, which... sounds nothing like the title. It's actually an adult film. It's really good.
Yeah.
And the third film, probably, I'm going with my most watched over the years. I'm a massive fan of The Parent Trap. I grew up in the 90s. I was a girl in the
90s. Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
Before she was spoiled.
Literally before she decayed. But
decayed like Skeletor or something.
She's so old now. But the original Lindsay.
I tell you what though, like she hasn't got a bad looking fanny though. Like when she... you know, had those pictures come out, it wasn't bad looking.
Oh, but I haven't seen Lindsay.
Google it. Anyway, we got a hello. This is from Cal in Willesden. Love Willesden, North Wheezy. It's from Cal. This show is so fucking great. Cheers, Cal.
Thanks, Cal.
I want to go and see a couple of films at the cinema this bank holiday. I'll be seeing Brotherhood, obviously. Thank you, Cal.
Cheers,
that's
Cal.
Why I love you, and your name's getting shouted out, Cal from Willesden. Sorry. Forgive me, it's not Cal from Willesden, and I'm going to rewind. This is Carl from Willesden.
Carl. That's Carl, what we said. We just said Carl, it's so cool.
Forgive me. Because this was such a super message. I said Cal because you're like Kal-El, Superman. Anyway, Carl from Willesden. And then he says, I'm going to see Brotherhood, obviously, but I'm not sure whether I want to spend money on anything else on the David or even on the David Brent film. Look, man. I love The Office. I heard this might be a bit shit. What's your advice? I would... Look. Doc Brown is in the David Brent film, and we love Doc Brown here.
Mm-hmm.
So I will never say a bad word about Doc, and maybe you see it for him, but don't see it before you watch Brotherhood. That's the film to watch. We're just going to give you some entertainment news quickly.
Yeah, we've got been looking up at what's buzzing right now, what's going on in the world.
Yes.
And so season 6 of American Horror Story, the trailer has just been dropped, and it's kind of hitting the internet. And I was a big fan. Have you seen any American Horror?
American Horror Story, season 1 when Emma Roberts was on it, or you know, I watched it then. It's not really my
type
of thing.
They're all on Netflix,
so
if you want to check them out. I was a big fan. I'm not into horrors. That's not something that I don't normally sway that way.
Not me neither.
But however, I could stomach American. There was enough drama, enough characters, depth. There was enough keeping me in there that I didn't mind the kind of scariness and the bits of gore.
Yeah.
And what's really cool about that is that every single series, they keep the same actors, but they switch up all the roles, so it's entirely different characters.
It's kind of what I do with my films, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're kind of on that.
Yeah.
And so each one has a theme. So the first one was... What was the first one? The first one was set in a house, a haunted house. Mm. The second one was set in a 1960s... insane asylum.
But am I to understand at some point Lady Gaga joined this thing?
Yeah, she came on another series when it got to the freak show circus, I believe.
Right.
And the new one is set, well, from the trailer that I watched this morning, it's set in cornfields in America with kids, and I think they've sort of giving a nod to aliens and freaky children
and
aliens.
There was a thing called Children of the Corn many years ago, so that's maybe where the nod the nod is from. Okay, well, that's interesting.
And then on sort of the serious side of things, Natalie Portman, I brought this one up, Noel, because it reminded me of what you do. She wrote, directed, and starred in this film.
That is sexy.
I know. Well, she's a woman.
And
it's called A Tale of Love and Darkness, and it's a story of childhood Israeli author Amos Oz, and it's the whole film is entirely in Hebrew.
Wow, amazing. So listen, guys, like we don't just want you to see the regular films that Hollywood's pushing over. We're trying to school you in the art of films and broadening your horizons in different ways. So, you know, stuff like that. What was it called again?
A Tale of Love and Darkness.
A Tale of Love and Darkness might be all in Hebrew. Might be a film that might be interesting. And Natalie Portman, worst case, lads, Natalie Portman is very hot.
She's good. And no, do you know what? Another one, if you are a fan of the Natalie, she's got two films out. The second one is called Planetarium, and it's got Lily Rose Depp, who's Johnny Depp's daughter, who is absolutely gorgeous. They play sisters, right. And it's about set in the 1930s, about these two sisters that can speak to the other side. And they kind of.
I wonder how she feels about losing her stepmother, Amber Heard. I think that she.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas.
Definitely.
That sounds like a great film as well.
Yeah, that really interested me. So I was like, because Natalie Portman, she kind of came around and then she went away again. And I think obviously she's been off.
Yeah, because she's been working hard, and you know that's what happens sometimes. You work hard. It happens to you know, seemingly to me. You know, you kind of go away and do your work, and that's all very serious. So let's talk about stuff that's not as serious and not stuff that I'm going to advocate doing all the time. But you have some news about stuff that's a little bit. Natalie Portman's very natural. We have some stuff that maybe is a little bit fake.
Yeah, well, looking at the news today, Taylor Swift and Kylie Jenner apparently have new tits.
New boobies.
And I'm looking, I've got some reference images here.
Google this, guys.
Before and after. And I mean, they're marvellous, but I don't know how, when you're in that much in the limelight, if you change your body that much, you can't expect a
huge
backlash.
No, I just have a question. Are we sure that these guys have actually got their boobs
done? Trust me,
Are we sure that these are new boobs? Because,
trust me.
Because I feel like the press sometimes, you know, you wear a push-up bra or something, or you've put on a bit of weight, and the press go, oh, look at her new boobs, or she's as fat as a hog. Or, are we sure?
No. I'm a boob connoisseur. I have breasts myself. And
I'm a boob connoisseur. I bet I've touched more breasts than you have.
That's probably true.
I think so.
I haven't touched that many a breath apart from my own. but definitely Taylor Swift. She was a member of the Itty Bitty Titty Committee, and now she's definitely not. Overnight.
Boob Club. What's the first rule of Boob Club? We don't talk about Boob Club. What film's that from?
Fight Club.
Well done. See, film knowledge, man. Film knowledge.
Well, I like this little test. You should give me a little quiz every
please,
week.
Please Google these pictures of. Ms. Kylie Jenner and
see
Ms.
What
Taylor
What's
Swift,
the verdict?
And let us know.
Does
whether
it matter?
You think they have had their boobs done?
I don't mind if they have or haven't, but I hate it when they deny it. That's my problem.
But maybe they just want to keep it secret.
Well, if you want to keep it secret, don't go up that big. Like, it's a bit like, yeah. Hello, ladies.
I think when I get mine done, I'm only going to go up one cup size, one. And then.
Just a smidge of a cup.
So let me ask you a question as well. Just while we're here. Entertainment news, but I'm going to have a question. So when girls do their boobs and stuff like that, how come it's newsworthy, but then when men do their hair, you know, like, I don't want to mention any names, Wayne Rooney and all that. Well, when they do their hair, how come it's not such a big deal? Well, Jamie Foxx did it as well. Check these guys' hairlines, the people I just mentioned.
Yeah, did he do it?
I'm not sure, but how come it's not such... Is it okay for men to get cosmetic surgery, but if a woman does it, it has to be, like, under the microscope?
That's an interesting question. I think... there's obviously this crazy pressure on these people in the limelight. Do you ever feel pressure?
No.
To like look a certain way? Or?
No. When I want to get my boobs done and my bum done, I'm just doing it.
Well, actually, in the film, in Brotherhood, you actually put weight on for the movie, didn't you?
I did. I put fat on.
I got a little bit chunky.
I grew boobs and everything.
Yeah, and then you literally dropped it straight after.
Yeah, I'm still dropping it, actually, because I still have a bit of left boob, which I want to get rid of.
The one
tit. An amazing right pec and a bit of left
boob.
But
I remember that, because I remember we filmed over Christmas and you were a little bit... You know, a little bit chunky.
Huggable.
Well, very huggable. Yeah, your hugs got better. And then I saw you sort of in the edit and after the edit, and I saw you at the Hackett party, and
Bones
it was like,
McGee.
Boom!
Yeah, you actually quite liked me at the Hackett party.
You looked very dapper.
Thank you.
I was literally like...
Thank you. Very kind of you. So listen, that's entertainment news, man. I mean, look, I love a boob, but you know what? I think if Kylie, and Taylor want to get their boobs done, then... Look, it's difficult because you're in the public eye, but it's their own business.
Power to them.
Love the boobs, though.
Power to them. Okay, so, I think, well, I want to hear another song.
You want to hear another
because
song?
Because I haven't heard the whole album yet. And
okay.
Is there any particular one that you're...
Well, I think, you know, it's a new show.
Okay, should we look up a new artist?
That's not where I was going. It's not where I was going with this. This
jumped
segue.
The gun, sorry.
It's a new show. It's a new event for FUBAR Radio, and it's a new day. So how about we play the Chipmunk track? Sorry, Chip track. New day. How about that?
Okay, let me just try and find that on the.
On the thing. We're finding it on the thing, guys.
I got it.
She's got it. And that's what I think we should play. And Chip, obviously, has been around for a lot of years. His music was in adulthood, weirdly, when he was just sort of coming out.
Really?
So for him to have one of the official tracks on Brotherhood was amazing. And I actually, guys, go Google or YouTube the Chip video, New Day, after you've listened to this track or at the end of the show, and you'll see I make a cameo in the video. How amazing is that?
Oh, where was I?
I don't know.
I didn't get a freaking cameo, did I?
You didn't.
Fuck you. Okay, right. Let's listen to New Day. I'm going to listen to this. So you're listening to Background Chill, guys.
Chip, New Day.
How it goes, new day, new flow. Ex-girl chatting shit, let me go. New day, new clothes. Gone, don't know, I wear my own. Man, I'm old school like this sound. I ain't new to these roads. New day, new goals. New niggas chatting shit, how it goes. New day, new flow. Ex-girl chatting shit, let me go. New day, new clothes. Gone, don't know, I wear my own. Man, I'm old school like this sound. I ain't new to these roads. Yeah. London town, what's it all about? Spitters, gas, shanks, all about. Yeah. Rappers, trappers, slangers, all about. Pray that all my niggas make it out. Hey. I don't always do it by the book. It's cash, motto, cash we count. Yeah. What you spend don't affect my pockets. So I ain't watching what's in your account. Nope. Niggas wanna take me out. I know, but the way that me and God are set is mad. Mad. Christian, but do not cross the path. Yeah. Harlem shook the devil off my back. Hey. I'm a little different to these niggas. I'd rather bust a rap than bust a cap. Yeah. Gift of the motherfucking gap. Ooh. Inner city, London, living's mad. New day, new goals. New niggas chatting shit, how it goes. New day, new flow. Ex-girl chatting shit, let me go. New day, new clothes. Gone, don't know, I wear my own. Man, I'm old school like this sound. I ain't new to these roads. New day, new goals. New niggas chatting shit, how it goes. New day, new flow. Ex-girl chatting shit, let me go. New day, new clothes. Gone, don't know, I wear my own. Man, I'm old school like this sound. I ain't new to these roads. Hey, where you going? Let me see. What's your vision? Who you trying to be? Huh? Niggas got me feeling like a goal. Cause niggas wanna shoot a name for me. Hey. Fire a lie, still blaze the beat. Skip uni, my pen third degree. From kidhood to adulthood to brotherhood. You can see the growth in me, but I can see you, you can see me. You're just gashing no crazy tea. Nope. I don't like the internet, cause my laptop's got internet bugs. Niggas ain't been through what I had to go through. 17 in my own yard on my own two. 21, I fucked off back now, fuck you. 25 now, still stand on my own two. Yeah. New day, new goals. New niggas chatting shit, how it goes. New day, new flow. Ex-girl chatting shit, let me go. New day, new clothes. Gone, don't know, I wear my own. Man, I'm old school like this sound. I ain't new to these roads. New day, new goals. New niggas chatting shit, how it goes. New day, new flow. Ex-girl chatting shit, let me go. New day, new clothes. Gone, don't know, I wear my own. Man, I'm old school like this sound. I ain't new to these roads.
FUBAR Radio presents
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from WrestleKicks.
You know you're supposed to put it not on the thumb though.
What are you talking about, condoms?
I just heard you gotta put a condom on. No one told me where you had it. I put it in my shoulder, I put it in my elbow sometimes and just bang.
No one told you.
No one told
you. Just stuck it on his foot.
Just a little trainer sock.
If you got a condom, it doesn't feel like it. But I got a condom.
I got a condom.
Jasmine got bare kids.
Starts suing Durex. Your fucking condoms don't work. 99.9%. I've got 9 kids. I've only had sex 9 times.
Every Wednesday.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Rizzle Kicks.
From 4 PM on FUBAR Radio.
Hey guys, it's Friday. You're listening to Background Chill, Johanna James. Noel Clark's just.
You can see the growth. Sorry.
He's just off. He's dancing in the corner on his own.
It's the tracks, man. Sorry.
He's off. Yeah. Okay, we're joined by our second guest.
We've
got
guest.
The actor, LeSean Alexander.
LeSean Alexander. Woo!
Yeah, you guys are like, who the fuck is this guy?
Yeah.
So listen, Google him, girls. Girls, I'm telling you, there's going to be many a wet panty today when you look at this guy, man. Yeah. He's a sexy beast.
Pretty lush.
He's a sexy beast. Fellas, keep your girls away from him, mate. He's a sexy beast.
So
that's
you
a nice
are.
Intro. Thank you very much.
You are in Brotherhood as well.
I am in Brotherhood.
So Jason plays a baddie. You also play a baddie.
Yeah.
Who's your character? What do you play?
I play Hugs. It's up for debate. Who's the bad baddie?
I don't know, man. You tell me. Hugs is pretty bad, isn't he?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't want to give anything away. But you can't give anything away. Yeah.
Hugs is pretty bad. Though,
I think you're bad. I think you're a bit more.
I'm harder.
Yeah.
If Jason's still out there, does he mind?
Yeah.
I play Hugs because when I hug. Oh, hang on a second.
You can give that away.
Yeah, when I hug people, I stab them, which is not very nice.
But not very nice at all.
But in a way, it's also very nice because then, they're getting a cuddle on the way out.
They're getting comfy, I prefer to
be cuddled and stabbed than just plain shanked in the back, you know?
Did you get it from a manga thing?
No.
But you know it's a manga guy.
No, never.
There's a manga character called Melvin Hugs Levin.
I'm not joking.
He's yellow.
What, the name?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
The name?
You know Ollie, as in Tony and Ollie.
Yeah.
He sent it to me.
The name is the same.
Exactly the same.
Whoa. Shut up.
Melvin Hugs Levin.
Tell my man, shut up. We need to get that.
Google it.
I want that eye dent. A Stormzy eye dent. Oi, rude boy, shut up. I want that eye dent done. No, shut up. The same name.
I'm absolutely serious.
The same name. Somebody find me this Melvin Hugs Levin thing that he's talking about, please, because I don't believe this.
Because I thought you were into your comics and manga.
No, I made that up. I made that up.
Was your name Melvin in the film?
Yeah. What's the stupidest name I could call
him? I look like a Melvin.
He's hot.
You gave someone else a more stupid name.
What, PC Cockmuncher?
David Wade.
I had to call David Wade. He was like, mate, what part have I got? I'm a police officer. Can I have a name? I was like, yeah, you can be called PC Cockmuncher. Yeah, and it's on IMDb.
It's like Cockmuncher, yeah, isn't it? It's like a German thing.
Mate, I had no idea. I've never seen any manga with Melvin Hugs Levin. Someone send me a picture.
I've got it on my phone, but I can't bother to waste time checking through.
No.
I'll show you after.
So, yeah, tell us a little bit about your experience with Brotherhood. How did Mr. Clark get you involved in the film?
How did Mr. Clark get involved? Yeah. Can I give all the details?
Yeah, well, listen, psst, you have to pretend I'm not me.
Oh,
for the thing.
Okay. Yeah.
Just for this bit, pretend
so
I'm
Mr.
not me.
They can't
hear me. Pretend then I'm not me and then just tell the story. Yeah. Right. How did Mr. Clark get you involved in the actual film?
Well, Mr. Handsome Host.
Yes, thank you. I am very handsome.
What happened was, I think we were sat down in Soho House and we're both Liverpool fans. And I said to you, man, you know, sometimes you just got to give the people what they want. It's a quote from Bill Shankly. And you said, I'm doing it. I've mapped it out. And I was like, what, the third one? He was like, yeah. And then you told me what you're going to do with, like, how you're going to introduce it on Facebook with, like, a little thing at some point on the 10th anniversary or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, cool. And then you...
You mean then him, Mr. Clark?
Sorry, yeah. Then the host said that. No, not you.
Well, this is confusing, man.
I'm getting confused. And then you wrote a part for me in it, which was very kind of you. Very kind of Mr. Clark.
And this was a few years back when Mr. Clark had this conversation with you.
You wrote it pretty quickly.
Yeah. But it, I mean...
Ago. So 2 years ago? No, a year and a half ago.
No, mate. No, definitely longer.
So after Edinburgh. So 2014.
Two years ago.
Summer 2014.
Summer 2014, yeah.
Because
so
I was
years
on
ago.
Holiday when you sent me the script.
Yeah.
Saying it to me and Jace, whatever. Yeah, so you wrote me a part, which was... No, sorry. Noel wrote me a part.
Yes,
which was very
Noel,
nice
yeah.
of him.
Yeah.
Wrote me a nice bad guy because he knows I like playing bad guys, and that was it.
And just how did you get to know Noel and Jason? How did you meet them?
They
seem like wonderful fellas.
I'll throw this out there, and Jason's out there, so he can hear me. They saved our asses on a film we made because they got involved with a movie we made, and it's got its own merits and everything, but they got us sorted our distribution, got us into the festivals, all that kind of stuff, organised everything for us.
What was that film?
A film called We Are Monster.
Available now on Netflix.
On Netflix
on
and
Netflix,
iTunes and stuff. Yeah, grammatically incorrect title.
But for a good reason, which becomes clear in
the
film.
The film.
Yeah, and you're the star of that film.
I am the double star, the twin star.
Brilliant. And that's how Mr. Mazza and Mr. Clark met you.
Yes, that is. Yeah.
I've got to say, I just want to say this, guys. Mr. Mazza and Mr. Clark sound like two really upstanding, wonderful gentlemen. If I can meet
very
people,
generous, right?
Very generous.
Generous with their time. Yeah,
very humble.
Very humble, generous with the time, extremely good looking.
Humble, yeah, humble, I don't know.
Extremely good looking. And yeah, well, that's good.
Not an ego between them either,
no.
You know what I mean?
Like, no, nothing. It doesn't sound like it. It doesn't sound like it. So tell me more about the Brotherhood experience for you.
Yeah, what was filming like? We filmed in the cold.
We did film in the cold, yeah.
In the winter.
No, it was good. It was filming with friends. It was fun. I enjoyed it. To be honest with you, my movie was £500,000, low budget, British, yeah. Prison drama.
Yeah. So this was your biggest, was Brotherhood, biggest movie to date?
Yeah, biggest movie. And when you're filming with friends, it's fun, right?
Yeah.
You enjoy it. And
I think that's key, isn't it? Mm. Working with people that you like and stuff like that.
Yeah, it was different and made a lot of new friends on it. It was cool. Yeah, I mean, what else to say other than you enjoyed it?
No, that's fine.
Great. And how did you relate to the character at all? Obviously, you don't kill people. I'm assuming. But what did you bring? What were there any scary moments for you?
Can I just
being on a balcony or anything like that?
This was just acting. Do you know what I mean? It's not like there was no getting into the psychology of it, it's just acting.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And you don't mind me saying that. It was that type of character where it's just like, let's just act this thing, let's just get it done. Put on the voice. I mean, I can do the face for you in 2 seconds. He basically is this, right? Ready? He goes,
You know you're on radio, right?
Some yeah, but there's a camera.
There's a camera. We are filming. Right?
But all you have to do is like literally that was it.
Snort in and make a face. You're great.
Chew and raise your eyebrow. And that was it. And then he was in character and made the voice a little bit more like.
Acting,
are you fucking kidding me? Kind of voice.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was it. Yeah. So rather than grammar school Kingston.
Did you feel threatening?
No. Okay. I'm the least threatening man in the world.
No,
when you were on the balcony, how did you feel on the balcony?
You're talking about my vertigo.
Oh, yeah, because you were scared of heights.
No one knew he was scared of heights until he was on the balcony and nearly fainted.
And you had a scene way up high in the Trellick Tower.
My mum gets it bad, so I didn't know whether it was. I don't know whether it was.
So we're on the 75th floor or something.
It was fucking high. Yeah. It was fucking high. I mean, come on. Yeah. My palms were sweaty. Knees deep. Knees weak. Palms were sweaty.
You're acting like your bloody Tom Cruise. He went up the side of a building for his art, young man.
Hats off to that guy. He's the man.
But you were on the 70th floor. What, did you actually faint?
No, I didn't faint.
You weren't far off, though.
I was bad. And I basically said to Noel, I shouted across him. I said, Noel, can you do me a favour? Can you just tell me how you want me to say my lines and where you want me to look? And he goes, right, look out. Say the line. Like this. And then said it. Exactly, I copied exactly how he said it. So that scene when I'm on the balcony, that is not me acting.
It's Noel Clark with his hand on my ass
telling me what to do.
When you were watching my hand in his ass, when you were watching Brotherhood and you see Melvin hugs, you see the character hugs on the balcony, you know, just remember you're getting it first from the actor. He was scared out of his mind and I had to actually literally talk him through it, which I found hilarious because I've known him for a while now and he doesn't seem like he's scared of much. But suddenly he was scared of that.
I'm a bad man in that film. I play a bad motherfucker.
Although it's completely ruined it now. Like,
no, you can say motherfucker in the show.
I'm a bad motherfucker.
You don't have to be like,
I'm a bad motherfucker.
He's a bad motherfucker.
Mother Hubbard.
I'm hard. I'm like some ex kind of whatever.
Yeah. You're hard right now.
No.
Bro, come on,
darling.
Man. Like, we're in public.
No, I'm
well, actually, I was going to ask my next question.
When the wind blows
you,
normally, but yeah.
Talking of being hard, because in a lot of your scenes, there are many a naked lady
around you.
There's a lot of gash in this film. was that a hard experience?
It wasn't a hard experience
because I did my preparation before I arrived.
What preparation did you do?
Just knock one out, get out of the way.
You knocked one out before you came on set?
Not every day.
You film for 24 days, were you just on it every day?
Mate. It as much as you want.
I was thinking about bringing my grandma to the Brotherhood premiere, but then when I saw how many vaginas there were, I was like,
grandma might have. But you know what, let's be real though, there's actually only two vaginas on show in the film, although it seems like more.
Isn't that the same person?
Yes, one of them's the same person, right? No, there's two on show,
right?
But there are two penises.
It's equal.
Equal opportunities, man.
I forgot about them.
Yeah, you know, I'm not feeling them really, but grandma might have been like, woo! Yeah. Johanna, you want me to
She
grandma?
Might have enjoyed it, man.
I ain't seen one since 1985. Grandma might have gone.
How fucking old is her grandma?
103, bro. So like Montgomery Burns' sister or something like that. Man, that's amazing. Okay, yeah. And then What was Cornell like to work with? You worked with Cornell.
I love
John.
Cornell.
Yeah.
Cornell's wicked, man.
Is Cornell John as scary as Uncle Curtis in real life?
Cornell's one of those guys where he's quite intense when he talks to you, isn't he? And he'll suddenly be like, no, that's not what I was talking. Like, he'll cut you off and just say...
Did he go, Lisha, medical gondola?
You know, we have conversations with people. Some people are full of shit and they just, you'll yap and you'll just say things you don't really... He'll say only what he thinks and wants to say. He otherwise doesn't bother. Like, I think even he's... I'm sure he even says something to you a couple of times probably when you're directing him. But what do you want me to do?
Yeah,
and like, don't fuck around.
I'm like, just do what I fucking tell you.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know, whatever.
Is his accent real?
No.
No.
I have met him. I stood next to him at the premiere, but I was a little bit intimidated, if I'm honest.
No.
I was wedged in between him and Stormzy, and I was just like overwhelmed.
I bet you were like a little fucking Oreo cookie. You fucking loved it.
I had a little Oreo
like a little
sandwich.
filling there with the two dark chocolates. I bet you slipped over when you walked over.
It's most definitely not real.
Okay. All right. Okay.
No. So listen, I just we got one more question here that was just sent in, and I think it's I know we got Leash on here, and we'll speak to Leash on more in a second. We'll play a little game with him. But hey, Noel and Johanna, great show. Thank you. This is from Tom, by the way. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Tom. Can't wait to watch Brotherhood on Monday. Thank you, Tom. Please do, my friend. The soundtrack sounds sick. It is. How did you go about picking someone from the film? Well, I listen to loads of music when I'm making a film, and I cautiously, meticulously pick out music, and I just listen to loads and loads and loads and decide what I'm going to do. And then, of course, like I said earlier, we did a competition for someone to send in a track over a Maniac beat. Maniac's a producer who does quite a few tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And the winner of that competition was a guy called Curtis Clacy.
Okay.
And we are going to play that track right now. And this was our competition winner. So this guy has gone from just MCing to suddenly, out of nowhere, having a track not only in the film Brotherhood, but on the soundtrack. And this is Maniac featuring Curtis Clacy, Escape.
This is amazing. This is cool. You're listening to Back Row and Chill. Johanna James, Noel Clark, every Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Enjoy.
I tried to escape this life I've led. Hear no evil and see no evil, but calm every servant instead. I know people who don't want me to be breathing the wrath of my head. Breathing the wrath of my head. I tried to escape this life I've led. Hear no evil and see no evil, but calm every servant instead. I know people who don't want me to be breathing the wrath of my head. Breathing the wrath of my head. Settle down looking at my family. So long pain and tragedy. So long when I went crazy. Still got a hood mentality. I don't trust nobody, nobody. That's me, that's me, that's gradually. Changing the circle I came from. I've seen so much savagery. I've seen so many enemies. Friends so cheap, they were bought out. Found me a girl that I love now. Hood girls wanna get caught out. Good girls wanna get gangsters. Gangsters wanna get greedy. Greed wanna get with the paper. The paper don't get with the needy. I need a genie. I need a way to be covered so opposite side do not see me. Wish you the best on your travels, but play with my situation and you'll definitely see me. Come to my door and I swear that I'll be at yours quicker. All eyes matter, be trending on Twitter. All of this rage has been caged for so long that I swear it, I've turned to a dangerous figure. I tried to escape this life I've led. Hear no evil and see no evil, but calm every servant instead. I know people who don't want me to be breathing the wrath of my head. Breathing the wrath of my head. Wipe my face and my slate clean. Walk through ends with a hate beat. Manifesting so long and I can't name one enemy that I ain't seen. No. Lost so many good people. Did this here to remind them. Young black boys spit bars or the other way round and they end up behind them. Damn. Can't link up with the same crew. Hood mentality change you. You don't have many choices. Nope. This shit makes you or breaks you. Olders take you and mold you. Spin you around and they fold you. Mum prays hard for a son, but how many times have they told you? Before I go, I swear that I'll do something right. I know I will, this blood can't spill. Oh no, 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 this blood can't spill. Before I go, I swear that I'll do something right. I know I will, this blood can't spill. Oh no, 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 this blood can't spill. I tried to escape this life I've led. Hear no evil and see no evil, but calm every servant instead. I know people who don't want me to be breathing the wrath of my head. Breathing the wrath of my head. I tried to escape this life I've led. Hear no evil and see no evil, but calm every servant instead. I know people who don't want me to be breathing the wrath of my head. Breathing the wrath of my head.
change. But it doesn't matter if you're sorry. No matter how much you try to move on, they'll try and drag you back in.
I have a little problem with your son.
I want to know who's messing with my family.
You come work for me, I'll make the madness stop. What do you think?
You're a dead man.
You say you want to protect this family. Who's going to protect us from you?
Get out of my way, blood.
No one's just fun anymore.
The only person more dangerous than someone with nothing to lose is someone who stands to lose everything.
Be careful what you wish for, cuz.
Trying to escape this life I've led.
He's Cena, off again.
Evil and Gina.
He's off again.
Man, that Curtis Clancy track. He's a competition winner. How amazing is that?
That's amazing.
That was Curtis Clancy. Maniac featuring Curtis Clancy. And then we played the Brotherhood trailer. Like, this film's out on Monday. You have to go and see it.
Bank holiday. Fun. For everyone, we've just got an email in from Sophie.
Sophie,
he says,
shout out Sophie.
I'm for sure watching the film now. I know that there are penises on show. I'm 100% watching it tomorrow.
Thank you, Monday.
She said, whose penises will I be visually treated to, please? Well,
no one you know.
I don't think there's any of the main. Although, if you're very careful with a BDI,
eagle-eyed Sophie,
you might see a little bit of the knoll.
Yeah,
little mini knoll.
He's not that mini girl. He's not that mini
bit
girl.
Bit of the D. Yeah. The big D.
Yeah,
because he delivers. He's not that mini.
You have a shower scene. Actually, you get naked a little bit a lot in that film.
I'm a little bit a lot.
A little
yeah.
bit a lot.
I'm naked.
Did you
quite
purposefully
a bit,
not get in shape?
Yeah, I was. Remember, I put on weight so Sam would
that was
be
a serious
fatter.
Question.
Yeah. Sam would be fatter
he
and older.
He chubbed out.
But I didn't have to put on any weight on the D. Obviously, that's just how
that's
he rolls.
That's just hanging there.
That's just how he rolls.
No, but so did you actually do it? Did you actually eat more to get fat?
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. So Sophie, thank you for your support. Please go and see the film, girl. You're going to absolutely love it.
You'll
in answer to
it.
Your question, there are two quite large penises at the start of the film. I'm not going to tell you who.
I thought you were going to say in the studio right
and
now.
Then,
my penis is very
and
large.
And then, like Johanna said, if you're eagle-eyed, you might catch Clark Jr. Because I am in the shower, and then just be eagle-eyed, girl. You might need Blu-ray Super Pause, but you'll get it on the big silver screen.
Blu-ray Super Pause. Right.
Watch it on Monday, Sophie. Thank you.
Well, talking of sort of bedroom antics and all things, I've got a little game to play with you, Leeshawn.
Yep. Do you want to give anyone out there any warnings before you play this game?
Well, I do, because we're about to play this game, and then my dad's just texted me saying,
Dad.
I'm listening to the show, and I'm like, don't listen to this
Thanks,
bit
Dad.
Of the show, please, Dad.
Yeah, Dad, Mr. James. I'm going to call him Mr. James. Is that correct? I'm going to call him Mr. James.
Yeah.
Mr. James, do not listen to this part of the show. Do not listen to your daughter say the thing she's about to say. Translation, turn off the fucking radio for 15 minutes and then put it back on, okay? Let's just do that.
I'm a safe partner, though, just in case you're wondering.
He's not a safe partner, in case you're wondering.
Well, the game
people don't know, we're also the WWE crew, but we'll get onto that another day, hey?
And I'm missing the next one.
No, man, I told you, fuck the Lake District. You got to come. Fuck it. Anyway, let's play the game.
The game that I've prepared, it's called Dirty Talk or Pillow Talk, whichever.
Pillow
hit
Talk.
Me up,
okay,
me
so
we need an ident for this.
I have. We do, don't
Someone
we?
Make me an ident out there. Make me an ident for Pillow Talk. Any cool little thing and we'll try and use it.
Because
anyway.
We haven't got anything. No, I don't think I've got something I could use there. But I've made the prepared these little cards here. And I'm going to give some. Do you want to play Noel or do you want just me and Leeshawn to play? Do
you
want to
just observe? You guys, I'll observe. I'll watch.
You'll observe. You can
I'll just
referee
watch.
This in case it gets mad, the sexual tension here. So I'm going to give you some. Don't look at them now.
Oh, fuck, sorry.
Okay,
don't look at them now, Leeshawn.
On your cards, you have been given some words and some objects, and we have to seduce each other.
Okay. Oh, really? Right.
Yeah, we do.
Like
we have
properly.
To properly seduce each other.
Right,
using these as prompts.
Okay.
So, are we ready? Well, I thought we were going to film this for Facebook Live. So, if you guys are on Facebook and you want to watch us doing it, this is going to happen. So, we should just start.
On what camera?
On all the cameras.
Oh, right.
Don't
the
worry. Just
are we on?
Look at me.
How you doing?
Look eyes with me, baby.
We're on Facebook Live now.
Okay, so, Leeshawn, I'll serve? I'll serve?
Hit it.
Okay, so, what I really wanted
Do
to
we take from top or bottom?
Oof, I'm getting fruity already, man. That's like.
Let's go from the
Where
bottom.
Where do you prefer it? From the bottom.
Yeah. Right. Let's go straight in. Okay, so. Leeshawn, I
Dad,
really.
Dad, turn the radio off.
I really wanted to tell you today that I would like you to kiss my Nan's favourite slippers. And you can't laugh. That's the whole point of the game. You can't laugh.
All right. I'm going from the top.
Okay. What would you like to do to me?
I would like to bite a big chunk out of your glazed apple strudel.
Sorry, man.
Oh my God.
That's a killer.
Dijon, I would like you to put things inside my electrical outlet.
Cool.
Oh.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to get my fingers inside your moist sponge cake.
Oh, oh, darling. Okay, well, you'll be more than welcome to. Fuck. And you can definitely rest your head on my comfortable travel pillows.
Wow. Are they very comfortable?
Mm-hmm. Very.
And they look great. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna give you an absolute seeing to with my turbo-powered blender.
Oh, my God. Turbo-powered. Okay. Well, I'd like you then to spread me bare-backed across.
All right, we're getting into it now.
Mate, all right, getting a bit right, fruity, yeah, man. I'm like, things are getting a bit hot here.
On my industrial cooking unit.
What do you think about that? That's not even in your unit, because I could actually spread you and bareback you on an industrial cooking unit.
I know, mate.
Oh, that wasn't as funny as I thought.
And I would still be watching.
Yeah. Okay, that's just weird. Well, was it yours? It's my turn.
It's
I'm
my
flustered.
Turn.
I'm
it's
flustered.
My turn.
Okay, go for it.
I want to gently and gingerly and saucily take off your underwear with a tin can opener.
That's a bit violent, but I'll go for it.
Hey, it's the kind of thing Hugs would do. Watch Brotherhood.
Yeah. Yeah,
nice,
out,
nice.
Out Monday.
Yeah, okay,
out Monday.
We're down to them. I'm getting down to
cinemas nationwide.
I'm getting down to. Have you only got one left?
No.
I've got. Okay, right. I would like to taste your chocolate log.
You're talking to the wrong man.
Sorry,
did somebody call me?
That was banal. Sorry, that's in the wrong pile. Okay.
I'd like to groom your vagina hair so it looks like Donald Trump's hair.
I've been waiting for a man to say that to me for so long.
Although, have you dyed below like you've done upstairs? Because then we'll be in trouble because he's blonde.
It's, I don't have anything below. Did I?
Whoa!
No. Too much information.
She just told
TMI.
Us his bald. Like, Dad, ain't listening.
Good answer.
Your
Dad.
Girl's got a bald fanny, Dad.
Okay.
Your daughter's a bald eagle.
I would really like you to taste my ham and pickle sandwich.
It's bald, by the way. It's not right. There's no bread, bro.
Gluten free.
That's enticing. I'm gonna have to pleasure your ass with a teeny tiny show horse.
Bring on the bank holiday, babe. Okay, my final.
I
my
really
final.
Hope your dad ain't listening.
This is my final one.
Yeah.
I would like you to go to town on my dusty Victorian theatre.
Fucking hell.
Whatever you think that is.
Why is it dusty?
I know, right?
I don't know.
Has it not been seen for a while?
Long story.
I was
in your own time, mate.
This one's crap. This one's crap. Should we just skip this one?
Skip it. Okay, you have one pass.
It's one pass. I'm done then.
You're done.
It's
okay, so you were adjudicating this. Who do you think won that?
Man, I think that was a draw. I think it was a draw.
Was it a draw?
Yeah, it was very saucy. It was a draw.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
I think it was quite hot.
He thinks he won.
I think it was hot. I think it was like.
It's hot. Damn hot. Real hot. Hot of this is my short. I can cook things in it. Little crash pot cooking. When you're born on the sun, it's damn hot.
See, Robin like and agrees.
That was good. That was good. I like the ident. That was a good ident.
Yep.
Yeah, it was good.
Well done, man.
Okay. Well, that was a pleasure. I think we should shake hands.
Shake hands.
My very much. Weird, sweaty
has that
hand.
Been, has that been on your dusty muff?
Victorian theatre, my friend.
Victorian theatre.
Yeah, her ham sandwich.
Yeah. Ham and pickle.
Yeah, ham and pickle. Yo. Yeah, I'm not sure about this.
A bit bitter.
Tangy. Yeah. Right. Okay. Should we get on with some music?
We should. Let's
let me just do a little segue here. So, Lishon, we're done with Lishon, aren't we? Lishon, yeah. Lishon Alexander, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're a wonderful man. I hope you had a good time on the show.
A very good time.
Guys,
well played, sir. Well played.
Girls, as I told you, Google him right now. Check him out. We Are Monster. Brotherhood. He's in Brotherhood. Very good looking man in Brotherhood. Out Monday. Another good looking man is a model rapper called Aaron Unknown.
Right. Okay.
Aaron Unknown.
Yeah.
Many a hard nipple over this young fellow. So I would say, girls, what we're going to do right now, while you're Googling Aaron Unknown as well, after you've Googled Leeshan, is play you one of his tracks that's on the Brotherhood soundtrack. And Brotherhood, the movie, is out on Monday. So right now, Aaron Unknown, and the track is called Where Do We Go? He's got some ideas.
See, time in the line is a cycle, guaranteed to come back and bite you. We all reap what is sown, my mind has evolved. Pure love to my fellow disciples, never compare cause we really ain't like them. See, judgment day is coming, so don't try running. Believe it will keep up when the grim reaper is coming to find you. You could be the richest man on the planet but still feel deprived of the loving beside you. And that's why I keep music close to my heart, press art as I witness the sky fall. Is this make believe or reality? This process never see through my eyeballs. So much strain on my brain, man, I can't sleep when the day turns into the night. Feel forever insightful of a place that's with spaceships hidden, no sleepless, I'm building it idle. And to take what is given is makeshift, living the underdogs, claiming the title. Now I want what is owed, can't do this on my own. From getting paid in a pittance in makeshift Britain to dinners at the peak of the Eiffel. See, I live for the good times. Positive minded, swerving the stress. Ain't one to say you work, no play. And I'm mentally drained, I deserve me a rest through venting my pain. Blessed with a ticket to the levels in a game where I verse with the vets. And so for right now, it's work, work, work till I move my me out to a further address.
So where do we go now? Where do we go now? They shut us down. So where do we go now? Where do we go now?
Isn't it mad how life brings trauma? Somehow convicts is for the better. And with the weight of the world on my shoulders, expected to carry on, though I feel fed up. And I keep a smile on my face for the ones that I love. I can't let my mum see a brown letter. Gotta keep faith in the light at the end of the tunnel. From the bottom it can only get better, only get better. But that light for me is my music, getting brighter so I can't abuse it. I'm bigging up Z dot and crunchy on this one. My goosebumps ain't a reference to the weather. Rev Rip laid out the laws of attraction for me, and I finally straighten my head up. Time is the real non-reversible change, but they don't teach you that at school cause it's all set up. I've been blessed by my childhood inspirations. SBTV was a pleasure, but why have a name if I can't maintain? So I exert the pain while I'm raising my pen up. Now it's an inquiry to the minority that somehow seem to forget us. How are we funding a war on people instead of cleaning our national debt up? I need to retreat back to a place where I know what it feels like it means to be me. I need to be free out in the jungle surrounded by trees where it's easy to breathe. This concrete jungle is stunting my growth. I could easily leave, although my roots are firmly planted. I can't grow if you're never believing in me.
So where do we go now? Where do we go now? They shut us down. So where do we go now? Where do we go?
So listen, guys, I just want to tell you, we had a couple emails come in, and girls are really digging this LeSean Alexander's voice, so we've actually kept him a bit longer.
Keep him around.
Someone said they want to see him eat the ham and pickle sandwich.
Ooh,
I would love to see that as
well. Nobody wants to see that.
No, I'm not sure about that, girl.
Live and in colour.
Okay, so what's the next section of our show?
The next section, we need an ident for this, we don't have one.
We do.
Is honest. Let's make one up. The next section, LeSean, I'm glad you're still here because you are an actor, as is Johanna, as is myself, is honest film reviews. So we're going to do a made-up ident now. Honest film reviews. And a bit of TV.
A little bit of TV.
Oh, sorry, you're going to do that. All right, let's go again.
I was going to do that.
All right, let's go again.
Okay.
Honest film reviews.
And a little bit of TV.
Yeah, great. That's going to be
very nice.
Yeah, it was all right, wasn't it?
There
we just made that up on the spot.
No. So what films are we reviewing this week? There's a lot of stuff coming out in the cinema. We didn't get to see all of it. But,
well, we can't physically see all of it, even though we're reviewing stuff. We can't see all of it.
Quite been a busy week.
But are you reviewing things you haven't seen then?
No, we're only reviewing things that we have seen. But I'm saying in future there'll be more of these. But there's going to be some extra presenters kind of rotating and helping out and doing.
That'd
stuff.
That'd be quite fun though to review stuff you haven't seen.
Well, yeah, like a lot of reviewers actually do. Yeah.
I'm guessing that it's a good film.
Yeah, exactly.
Cocky, isn't it?
Okay.
Any agendas anywhere?
No, actually, we don't have any agendas here. I know that's not what you're saying.
We just want to chat.
But we're going to be quite honest about things. Obviously, you know, we all act and stuff like that, so we're not trying to just insult people's work for the sake of it. We're going to do honest film reviews. So the first film we're going through.
It should never be personal.
No, should never be personal.
Philip French. Greatest film critic in the country, who died recently. Very sad, but
Philip
French
sad.
Always used to say, "Critique the film, not the person."
That's why we love Philip French.
And there are certain people who don't do that.
There's loads of people that don't do that.
Well, I'm about
and
to
I
do that.
I think we're going to have to start getting a hit list and exposing them.
Mate, I already got one.
Yeah, great.
I'm not even well known yet. Imagine when I actually get anywhere. It's
let's
fucking
write it
ridiculous.
Down. I got one guy. I got a couple of guys on my list, man. Don't worry about that. I'm just waiting for the right time. One of them's an author, so I'm going to start reviewing his books on Twitter. See how he likes that shit. hey guys, this is from Jenny in Colchester. Before we get into our film reviews, and I do want to do the film reviews, very important. Hey guys, just watched you on Facebook Live, and LeSean is fucking fit. Please tell me he's single. For you, Jenny. For you, Jenny, he is.
Let me read that. That's bullshit.
It's not bullshit. It's right here. Go on, grab that. Right, let's get into honest film reviews. Yeah. First film review is the movie Brotherhood.
Thanks, Jenny.
It's your movie. Well, this kind. Is, so you definitely know this film, and you've seen it, and I've seen it.
I've seen it.
Yeah, so honest film review of Brotherhood. Look, the budget of the film is not massive. You're not looking at a £200 million film.
It was actually less than the first two films, is that right?
It wasn't less than Kidulthood, but it kind of was around the same as Adulthood, really.
Okay.
And I think cinematically and storyline-wise, I think this film is better than the other two in every single way. I mean, there will be people that are always going to like the first one because it was where you were at the time. You know, when people were 16 and that film came out, it related to them so massively in many different levels. And
me, I was 16.
There you go. There's a certain nostalgia. There's a certain nostalgia that people have about the original, you know. And nothing can top it in a weird way because it was the first.
But and that's the same with everything.
It's the same with everything. Like, if they came out with ET2 now, we'd all be like, listen, you ain't topping ET, bruv. Like, I'm not having it.
Yeah.
You know, but so the truth of the matter is some people will have that mentality. But if you go there with an open mind, not even an open mind, if you just go and watch Brotherhood, which we're saying is out on Monday, you will see that it's the best film of the three cinematically and filmmaking wise, the story, the music, it's relevant.
And it's funnier.
It's funnier.
Well, the other ones were funny, but this is consistently funny. And when I went to the cast screening and I saw it, because I mean, I'd read the script and the script was funny. I laughed out loud on the aeroplane when I was reading the script. I literally burst out laughing at some of the scenes.
Yeah, Arnold's funny, Faddy's funny, Jason's funny. There's a lot of funny stuff.
There's just a lot. And you literally somehow make this film where it's so intense dramatically and really seriously dark in some bits.
Yeah.
But you top and tail that with the most funny stuff. And the two come, you almost intercut the scene, the funny scenes with the dark scenes. So it never gets too like, oh my God, shoot myself. And but it's never, it's silly. The comedy doesn't go ridiculous. So it's like, I don't know, I was like really impressed.
This is cinema, this is entertainment, right?
Of course,
you're making a film to entertain people, yeah? And the fan base of this film are all going to absolutely love it because it delivers on everything they want.
Yeah.
I mean, it's entertaining. I mean, if you want to sit there and analyze, you can get people who don't like the bloody Godfather, for God's sake.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
you
like
look on IMDb
apart,
and there's 17,000 people who've given it 1 out of 10.
Yeah,
you know. Yeah. So of course we can analyze film stuff as some people do, and it's bloody annoying. This is a wicked entertaining film. If you want to go to the cinema, have a great time, and enjoy a film, this is it.
So you watching this film, obviously,
underneath that as well though, you're still delivering messages. Still delivering messages.
Were you not a part of the film? And it's very hard to do this, obviously, because, you know, we are part of the film. But I like to think I've always been a pretty fair and unbiased person in things like that. I would tell my best friends if I think they're wrong, I'll tell them you're wrong. Yeah. You know, so they don't look a fool.
This is a good movie. But even if you were to add absolute balance in it, it's a good movie.
Yeah.
For the people who are that type of audience, it's a fucking great movie.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
No, I agree.
But this is for absolute balance. That shit we were talking about.
Yeah.
I do have a critique, if we're going to be honest.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Enough penis.
I felt that with more penises. No, there was enough penis for
Sophie.
I would say that I wanted, because obviously when I saw the film, I was a youth, and so I connected immediately with the people who were in the film who were 16. So the new, there is like a new blood in the film. There's new young.
Yeah, Stormzy is part of the new
guys. Stormzy's part of the new gang, and you've got Calvin and Jack, and we don't actually get to them in the movie properly until quite a little bit in, because there's other storylines going on and stuff. And so my only critique or idea was that if I was sitting in the seat of a young person, I would want to go, because I would connect immediately with the young people, and I wanted to see a little bit more of them and that interaction, because it happens, but it just happens a little bit later.
So they have to get used to Sam for a while.
Yeah, because we're focusing on
I think that's just about setting the scene though, really, isn't it? Alright, so guys, are we giving a thumbs up or thumbs down for Brotherhood?
I'm definitely saying thumbs up. I've seen it 3 times. So.
Thumbs up.
I've seen it 130 times. Guys, listen, Brotherhood, the final in the franchise that is Kiddohood and Adulthood, that if you didn't know, is out on Monday. Go check it out. Mm-hmm. Fuck these American films. You don't give a fuck about. You're just coming over with their same sequel shit. Even though this is a sequel, but it's better than that. You know, this film is for you. You know what I mean? You grew up watching the other two. This is the end. Go see it from
and that's
Monday.
What it is. It's for fans, right?
It's for the fans. It's
and
for
the fans will love it because you've got so many.
And that's what it's aimed at. You know, that's the whole point. You're going to go and you're not going to be disappointed.
Take your sister, have a mate, take your mates.
Not your grand.
Have a drink, have a pizza, go home, have a little rump. You know, you're going to love it. It'll be a great night. All right. Amazing. Next film. Thumbs up for Brotherhood. Next film.
Thumbs up. Next film was going to be Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad. Now, Suicide Squad's been out for a couple of weeks.
Not seen it.
No, I've not seen it either.
I have.
So Johanna's seen it. So tell us what you're thinking.
Well, I was like so
critically bashed. Generally,
it was. And
box office good.
I tried to make my mind up without listening to, because when anyone says like, oh, this film's shit, this film's good, I go, well, I'm my own critic. If I enjoy a film, I enjoy a film. I don't care if Rotten Tomato gives it 10%. But I went in with a really high expectation because I really like Jared Leto.
Mm-hmm. Great actor.
I really like Margot Robbie. Like, oh my God.
Who doesn't?
Exactly, and she looks epic in this
film.
I think
she's all right.
I like Will Smith. He was like the first black guy I had a crush on. Sorry, Noel.
Hold on. Will Smith was the first black guy you ever had a crush on?
Yeah, Fresh Prince.
Come on, man. I don't mind being second to him anyway.
You're the same age, right?
Shut up, bro. Where's my Stormzy Iden? Make it.
We need that shot.
All right, Rude Boy, shut up.
Yeah, for sure. And yeah, so I didn't think it wasn't bad. I think I just wasn't, you know, Avengers. Like when I went to see the Avengers, like I left the cinema being like, whoa, it was funny, and there was this. But
I've heard Suicide Squad is terrible. I've not seen it, but to be honest, and I don't always listen to critics, but I've heard it's terrible.
I think it was a little bit cut up because what happened was is they made the film, they shot the film, they finished it. And then Deadpool came out and just changed the game because Deadpool was so funny and so silly and just another level. Yeah, exactly. And then they went back and they reshot to stuff to make it more Deadpool style. So it's a little bit patchwork in that because it was
too many characters. Maybe
there's a lot of people. Yeah, a lot of but they
same as what happened with Batman Superman trying to put in too many
too many people stuffed in the movie. Thing. So I enjoyed it visually and I enjoyed like Will Smith and I enjoyed Margot Robbie and I'm really excited because Margot Robbie and Jared Leto apparently are going to have like a spin-off. They're going to have their own film.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
Which she's going to have a Harley Quinn film. Yeah,
I was hoping that
I don't know if that's a good idea.
This was well, I mean, I feel sorry for Jared Leto because he like proper went hard on this character.
Well, he was pissed off.
And then he got cut down to like 15 minutes of screen time.
Hasn't he had a mouth off against Warner's?
I'm not sure, man. I've not seen
it. Yeah, he said something.
The producers are gasping. Yeah. yeah. He went so hard on this character, and like apparently he did stuff like he went out and he laughed in the streets of New York and Chicago, and he just went crazy trying all the different Joker laughs and seeing which one made people feel more uncomfortable.
Yeah.
He proper method acted, and then he got cut down. He's now basically a side. They shot all this stuff of the history of Harley.
One of the things I read that, like, from a critic I actually do really respect and stuff. I think he's fantastic. And he
who's that? Your dad or something?
No. I don't know the same names. But he said that they're not bad enough.
Mm. See, that's
they're meant to be the bad guys being bad. And he said they're not bad enough.
This is the problem when you're trying to make a superhero film full of super villains. Right, you're trying to make a superhero film full of supervillains, and they can't really behave the way they'd really behave. Where everyone would be like, you wouldn't. It's not even like Deadpool, where you go, okay, that's cool. Mm. He's a villain. He's kind of an anti-hero, but that's cool. They're villains, man. Like, and the comic. I used
but
to buy the comic.
Were they bad?
Yeah, but more like sort of
slappy, wrist
cheeky bad. Yeah, I get it. It wasn't
bullshit.
Like Deadpool is like
bullshit.
Mm. I did dug up some fun facts about Suicide Squad. It was filmed under the title Bravo 14, so that people wouldn't
know there's 14 characters.
I still really want to see it, by the way.
So yeah, I think you should.
I'm going to wait.
Majority of the cast got a squad
tattoo.
I'd
rather see Brotherhood.
Which,
I would as well, actually. Yeah, good point.
Which Margot Robbie actually did. I'm talking not.
Sorry.
Ryan Gosling was first asked to play the Joker, but he turned it down because he didn't want to do a multi-film deal. Tom Hardy was going to play Rick Flagg, but dropped out to star in The Revenant, which I think was a good choice in the end. And Will Smith actually trained with the Navy SEALs to like do his role, and apparently the Navy SEALs approved of his shot work.
Wow.
So quite good. And finally, this is the first Joker to not have a disfigured smile with makeup or anything. Like Jared, he just did it in the character. He wanted it to be more about the character than all of the prosthetics and stuff. So.
But was the film good?
I enjoyed, but I also found myself. You know, when you're watching a film and you are engrossed to the point where you forget that you're sitting in a cinema, you forget everything. You're in that moment. And I kept coming in and out. I kept thinking about this. I was checking my tweets. Like,
so no.
So
I love the fact you're being diplomatic on it, because I'm diplomatic, because I hate when people criticize my films.
Yeah. I wanted to love it so much, and I love Margot Robbie, and I don't want to like trash anything she's done. But I wouldn't watch it again, and I just wasn't.
That's fine. This is called honest
film review. So was the film good? No.
No,
right,
I would say
thumbs down.
Thumbs down for that.
And last bit of TV.
Well, this is kind of TV. It's Netflix, isn't it?
Netflix. Stranger Things. So I've watched this whole season.
I've watched episode one and I loved it.
Stranger Things is really good. I just want to tell you guys.
No spoilers, please.
No spoilers. I just want to tell you guys about a bunch of little kids set in 1983, I think, and 1982. Thank you. And one of the kids disappears. I can say that without spoiling it.
Yeah.
And it's about the rest of the season is about how the adults and the kids go on a little adventure to find this kid. And it's really weird. There's quotation marks stranger things happening within the town. And I think this is a really good series. I think if you guys are finishing one of your Breaking Bads or anything else, and you're looking for something to watch on Netflix, or you're one of those people that watch two shows at a time, you should definitely check out Stranger Things. I think you'll like it. It's a little bit spooky. You know, the missus at home was scared in the evening, like she didn't watch it alone and stuff like that. But it's not too bad that you couldn't. If you're sort of a late teenager, you wouldn't watch it. You should watch it, and it's really, really good. So check out Stranger Things on Netflix ASAP.
I haven't seen anything like this in a very long time. So it's set in the 80s, and it's just playing complete homage to all of my favorite. Like, I'm a Spielberg fan, a Stephen King fan, like E.T., Stand By Me, The Goonies. If you're into any of those old school films, it's all got all of that essence in there. Mm-hmm. And they rely heavily on the cast being kids, like these very strong kid actors, including one girl who absolutely just blows everyone away.
Mm.
It was really cool. So I watched the whole thing like over a couple of days. You just have to keep, you know, it's one of the things that's like, and it's...
It is unashamedly completely ripping on everything. Every 80s cliche is in there.
Yeah,
but it's because it's wicked.
Yeah,
that's cool.
So, I mean, they even say that's that was the intention.
Yeah.
And that it's done
so
well.
You can tell it's intentional. It's cool. It's not done to be, you know.
Yeah, I wouldn't say rip-off. It's like seriously trying to replicate the energy, and the soundtrack's amazing. People are loving the music, the clothes visually.
Very Drive, isn't it? Very Drive music.
Yeah. Yeah, all right.
Like
I love
Drive.
A bit of 80s synth.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's brilliant. So, what we given? Go on, you got a fact there?
I do. I did a bit more research about it because I love it so much.
Yeah.
And just sort of who's in it, what's going on. And they've just announced yesterday or this week that series 2 is 100% going ahead.
Fantastic.
Which fans are going like mental over. And what they're going to do is that they're going to set it a year.
No spoilers.
No, I'm not doing spoilers, but they're going to set it a year after. So this is 82. They're going to set it in 84 because they wanted to set it straight after, but all the children are growing.
Yeah,
and
fantastic.
The voices are breaking.
So I'm
like
not a mathematician, but you mean 2 years later. Because 84 to 82
well,
to 80.
Yeah, they're skipping. They're
or
skipping
she means
it.
A year after they meant to do it.
Yeah. Yeah,
I know what you were saying.
But yeah, so they're setting it a year after, but I think just to give all the kids puberty space.
Great.
Because some of the boys, they couldn't even do like the post-production ADR recording, which is the additional dialogue recording, because all the voices had dropped and they didn't sound the same. And they tried to like do it with the computers, make them sound a bit higher, but. And what else? There's new storylines, but then there's also going to explain any little loopholes that people are like, oh, I love it, but this. Apparently, they're going to explain all of the loopholes that were left because it is a bit, it's sci-fi. It's a sci-fi, so there's going to be people nitpicking the shit out of it.
Yeah.
But apparently, that's all going to get resolved. And because it's 1984, that was a big year of cinema. So we've got Gremlins, Ghostbusters, Indiana Jones, Temple of Doom, all going to be homaged and referenced in
fantastic.
The second series. So
fantastic.
I'm excited to
guys,
see.
Guys, Stranger Things.
Yeah.
You've got to check out Stranger Things. That
yeah,
is
and
brilliant.
Actually, I've got a little, because I've been listening to the soundtrack round and round and round. I just love it. So I thought we were going to play just a little bit of the soundtrack here. So
love
you can
it.
Get a bit of 80s synth in your life for the weekend. So just pop a bit of the thorn. So that was Stranger Things.
Yeah, spooky, man.
Right, do you want to go back to some more music from
the
Hood?
Let's have more music from the Brotherhood soundtrack.
Could I be any less street? I don't know.
This is D-Doc.
D-Doc. Okay, I'll listen to this. So who's B-Smart?
D-Doc is B-Smart.
Oh, the beats of the name, D-Doc.
D-Doc, B-Smart, brother.
This is wicked.
Yeah, it's a good track, right?
It's bad. Oh! It's bad.
Yeah.
Be smart, brother. Be smart, brother. Be smart, brother. Don't get too smart, brother. Too smart, cause I brother. Bust your clock, brother. Your clock, brother. Be smart, brother. Be smart, brother. Be smart, brother. Be smart, brother. Don't get too smart, brother. Too smart, cause I brother. Bust your clock, brother. Your clock. Most them brothers ain't real though. Real though. Coming too fake like a dildo. Dildo. City with a flow, I'm ill though. Ill though. Said I wanna flew, but I'm ill though. Real though. Talking better, keep it lit, sealed though. Sealed. Living for the, you can really get killed though. Killed though. Talk, don't care how you feel though. Feel. Give my hand in the money, I got feel though.
Feel though.
Yeah, I got skill though.
Skill.
Till I come round Netflix, chill though. Chill. I already know we never gonna get real close. Real close. When the whole damn thing, I'm a real boat. Real boss. I take risk though. Risk them boy, better know no frisk. Go. Frisk getting on my wrong side, you're pissed off. Pissed off. Out of the whip. Pissed off. Be smart, brother.
Be smart, brother.
Be smart, brother.
Be smart, brother.
Don't get too smart, brother.
Too smart,
cause I bust your clock, brother.
Your clock, brother.
Be smart, brother.
Be smart, brother.
Be smart, brother.
Be smart,
don't get too smart, brother.
Too smart,
cause I bust
brother.
Your clock, brother.
Your clock.
Clock in, I be hard like still though.
Still
though. Settling, tell them I can mill though.
Mill.
If I say I'm gonna get it, then I will though.
Rule.
Make a killer see me chilling in Brazil though.
Woo.
New fool would they stand still though.
Still
going uphill, Jack and Jill though.
Jill though.
Jill though. On a real though, lick a hate tar in the face with an elbow.
Elbow.
Flow hotter than hell though.
Hell.
Shooting, gotta run to my scroll though.
Scroll.
Everything blessed, everything swole though.
Swole.
Don't make me vex, I wanna yell though.
Yeah.
I'm on a road though.
Yo.
If I get any colder, I'm at snow though. Any funny business, logo.
No
head popping, pizza, logo. Be smart, brother.
Be smart, brother.
Be smart, brother.
Be smart,
don't
brother.
Get too smart, brother.
Too smart,
cause I brother. Bust your clock, brother.
Your clock, brother.
Be smart, brother.
Be smart, brother.
Be smart, brother.
Be smart,
don't
brother.
Get too smart, brother.
Too smart,
cause I brother. Bust your clock, brother.
Your clock.
Man, I got bars though.
Bars though.
Think you're a done, you're an
arse. Most them spitters won't last though. Last though. I'll be in a whole nother class though. What? I swim with the sharks, bro. Sharks, and I'm squashed up in the arc though. Might be hench, but you ain't smart though. Smart. One, two, bar, but you ain't dart though. Dart though. Dash man like dart though. Dart. Act up, now you wouldn't wanna start though. They wanna scam my plan like a barcode. Bar, grinning any rhythm with that any charcoal. Make quick though. Quick, best color blue, but I ain't a crypto. Crypto. I keep going like a reload the clip though. Clip though. Talk them, brother, ain't shit though. Be smart, brother.
Be smart, brother.
Be smart, brother. Be smart. Don't get too smart, brother. Too smart, cause I'm so smart,
brother. Be smart, brother. Oh my gosh. Listen, D Dark, that's me, man. Be smart, brother, because I'm going to bust your clock, brother. Yeah. No? Just me?
Maybe just you.
All right.
Cool, I love cool. The track, though. Good.
Yeah,
I
love the track. Mal, so we're nearly at the end.
We're nearly at the end of the first show, Backroom Chill.
I know, man. Listen, I got two quick little emails here. Quick, hello. What's next for Noel? Love this. Love his films. Now the trilogy is done. Now what? Well, firstly, go and watch Brotherhood out on Monday. Secondly, mate, I'm always doing stuff. I mean, if you check my imdb.com, you will see how much stuff I do. I'm always doing stuff. So, bruv, there's going to be loads and loads of stuff. I just can't tell you what. But ITV drama The Level coming soon, starring me, Laura Haddock and Cardi Crime. And then quickly, Stacey from Romford. Thank you, Stacey. Hello. Noel, you are so funny. Well, thank you, my dear. Please do a romantic comedy. Done one, babe. Called The Knot. Johanna James is not in it, but we did work on it.
did you?
Called The Knot. Or a 50 Shades of Grey type remake. Listen, babe, you don't want me to do a film like that. Because I would do black. I would do 73.5 shades of chocolate brown and you will just be in your panties. All day, you'll be out. You'll be ringing them out, girl. So listen, you don't want that. You don't want that. And what am I working on next? Loads of things, love. Thanks for emailing in, Stacey.
Well, I want to say a huge thank you. If you actually started this show and you're still with us at the end, a huge shout out to anyone who's still with us. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to be back every Friday.
Every Friday.
4 to 6 p.m. on Fubar
Radio. Except when I'm busy making films.
Yeah, but then we've got some pretty cool co-hosts coming in to join me on those days. And next week, we actually have Wall of Comedy coming into the studio. The boys, the Mandem on the Wall boys, they're like, Google them and you'll find out who they are.
They're funny young men.
Funny guys. And if you'd like to listen to this show again or download it, you go to fubarradio.com/shows/backrowandchill. It's available to download as a podcast as well.
Wow.
Right, so thank you so much, Leeshon, for coming in and staying.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Congratulations on your first show. You're very good.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Now, we got our last song to play, which is my favourite song of the entire track.
It's amazing.
And it's by Stormzy, about a little artist called Stormzy.
Never heard of him.
No.
Well, no, he's amazing.
No, he's actually the sweetest guy. And this week we had the premiere, the world premiere of
Brotherhood.
Was very fun. It was my first kind of premiere as somebody in a film. And Noel, I got a bit of a funny story to do with Stormzy. So Noel, at the beginning of the film, he took all of the actors up at the front and introduced all the cast to the screening. And I was wedged in between, that was my Oreo sandwich, wedged in between Stormzy and Curtis. And halfway through the sort of as you were talking, I looked down and Stormzy was standing on my. I was wearing a long gown, and Stormzy, like, he's a big guy, he's a big bloke, and he was full on stood on my dress, and I didn't know how to, like, I was trying to get his attention, but I was like, how do you? So I was sort of tapping him way up on the shoulder and like, excuse me, Mr. Stormzy, can I? You're standing on my dress. He's like, I'm so sorry, babe. Well, that was my really bad Stormzy impersonation. But I just found it really weird. Like, this is a surreal moment.
He's actually lovely, isn't he?
He's so lovely. Yeah.
I don't know if you guys are allowed to say that, you know, because he's Stormzy.
He's a big bad rapper, right? But he's not. Yeah. He's really sweet.
No, he's the nicest guy.
He's a really nice guy. Great politics, great everything.
He's smart too.
It's very smart.
Yeah.
Very smart.
Yeah. Very smart.
Very, very
smart. I said
clever,
that
man.
To him as well. I said, I
Storms,
like stuff.
We love you, man. Thanks for being part of the film.
This is my favourite song. So we're going to play. And it's called Brotherhood, isn't it?
It's called Brotherhood. And why is it called Brotherhood? Because Brotherhood, the movie, is out on Monday. It's the final part of the trilogy. Go check it out.
Check it out, guys. Thanks so much. We'll see you next week. Thank you.
FUBAR Radio presents
Sarah Love and My Stiggy.
Welcome to the show, Faro Munch.
Yes.
So what do you...
Look. Yo. Half your man, them a locked up pistol, running butch.
Running butch.
Them cold ass nights from the strip, never done him good.
Done him good.
Ride for my team and I ride like my brothers would.
Brothers would.
And we don't do friends round here, man, it's brotherhood.
Brotherhood.
We don't do friends round here, it's brotherhood.
Brotherhood.
We don't do friends round here, it's brotherhood.
Brotherhood.
We don't do friends round here, it's brotherhood.
Brotherhood.
We don't do friends round here, it's brotherhood.
Yeah, welcome to hell. Bring your G man, he's welcome as well. Tell police to release for my team, do it ASAP, for I come felt on myself. So tell me, why do you draw me out? I keep on guard when I walk about. Old school beef for some old school use, but I'm real old school. I'll sort them out. I just done some things that I never intended. Fucked up sheets, that's fucked up beef that's never been ended. I won't act like I've never been tempted. Grab my gun and go to war. To grab my gun with no remorse. To catch the U and blow my torch. To kill the prick and go to court. Nobody cares who you done back then. Round here, young G's don't think twice. Come to your block with a Big Mac 10. Yo, fuck boy, should've stayed inside. Man, don't care what your name on the road. Don't come round here thinking you're tough. We don't care what you done in 06. Just know real niggas pull your bluff. Yo. Half your man, them a locked up pistol, one in butch. Them cold ass nights on the strip, never done him good. Ride for my team, man, I ride like my brothers would. And we don't do friends round here, man, it's brotherhood. We don't do friends round here, 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 it's brotherhood. Round here is brotherhood. We don't do friends round here is brotherhood.